there is a war going on for your mind. Industry insiders slaying test tube babies to corporate crackheads. They flash logos and blast ghettos. Their embroidered neckties say, stop snitching. Conscious rappers and whistleblowers get stitches made of acupuncture needles and marionette strings. There is a war going on for your mind. Professional wrestlers and vice presidents want you to believe them. The desert sky is their blue screen. They superimpose explosions. They shout at you. Pay no attention to the men behind the barred curtain, nor the craters beneath the drink flags. Those hoods are there for your protection, and the meteors these days are the size of corpses. There is a war going on for your mind.
We are the insurgents.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. It is Monday, April 13th, and Hooge looks like he just made a three-point shot, got fouled, and is getting ready to go to the line out there. Oh, my God. I think Jaren has no top on all of a sudden. What's going on here? Where's the face paint coming from? Oh, my God. Oh, man. I'm not sure, but we must have just went off without a hitch. Hey, I'm Jason Burmis. It's the Info Warrior. We got a jam-packed show for you. First half hour, I got a stack of news, but I'm going to kind of put off the news. I'm going to see what I can get through in the next couple minutes on that. But I'm going to go through this blackjack part four. Somebody sent it to me over the weekend, and it was just off the charts. I couldn't believe, because I remember the old story and Steve Watson kind of falling in, how bizarre it was, and the biochemical attacks and all that stuff. But when I actually went and checked out part four, and it intertwined the North American Union and the Amero and false flag bombings, and it was, you know, the government that did it. That's what Operation Blackjack's all about. I really had to break it down, so I blogged it over the weekend. We're going to go into that. Then we have, in the second hour, we have Dr. Leonard Horowitz, or Dr. Len Horowitz, as many of you know from the GCN Network. We're going to be talking everything bird flu that you ever wanted to know or didn't want to know with Mr. Horowitz. And, of course, the big exciting guest. In about a half an hour, we're going to have comedian Bill Burr on, and I'm a big Bill Burr fan. Hey, anybody who gets down on HBO and gets their little comedy special, you make your mark, and he's just a funny dude. I mean, he's been on Comedy Central. He's all over the place, and apparently, I didn't really know he was into all these conspiracies or whatever, but when Patrice O'Neill talked about this on the Opie and Anthony show, they were all calling the Bilderberg Group the Bill Burr Group. So that should be really interesting. And then in the third hour, we'll go through news and we'll take your calls. Let's do just a quick little news blitz. Newsmax is kind of all over the place saying that Israel is prepared to strike Iran. There's a headline. They're saying it should be Obama's top priority all of a sudden. It should be Iran. Let's see. Iran's missiles will soon reach the United States, so it seems there's fear-mongering there. Does that mean, you know, we're ready to go up against Iran? I doubt it. I mean, it was just in the news that they were going to help us on this new war on terror. And then another big story, hopefully we'll cover in more depth, Geithner to host G7, G20 meetings April 24th. So there you go. I mean, if you thought that the global currency wasn't already here with its quantitative easing program and the IMF kind of absorbing, this is a further indication that's exactly what they're going to be doing at these next two globalist meetings. Get ready. Here it is. They're really going to crash out the economy. We just had Lindsey Williams on last week, and he said 30 to 60 days before the dollar is completely dead. Am I saying that's definitely going to happen? No, but I'll tell you what. Lindsey Williams is on his horse. He got the oil barrels right, and he could be correct about this as well. Let's see what else we have here. Risk of EPA move soothes way for U.S. carbon law. Oh, see? The EPA is helping these new carbon tax laws come into the United States. I know, it's not about a carbon tax. I'm an idiot. They're trying to save us all from global warming. Yet they're now admitting that they're going to shoot pollutants into the air. Oh, only in the most extreme of circumstances. They're doing it. It's being done. Actually, another great point. Tomorrow night, not only are we going to have Rosalind Peterson on for 90 minutes, we're going to have Naomi Wolf on for an hour, I believe. And I can't wait to have her on because I really did enjoy The End of America. We're going to be talking about that. But Operation Blackjack coming up next. Bill Burr at the 30 after, and then Dr. Len Horowitz for a complete hour. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmis. PrisonPlanet.tv, Infowars.com.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Times are tough right now and people are unsure about our future. The economy is hurting, even though there are powers that would make us believe differently. Banks are failing, and the gold buyers are buying. Question, with all the chemicals being put into our air, how do you use gold when you are very sick or dead? Investing in precious metals is smart. Investing in your health could be smarter. Life Change Tea changes your life just by drinking our tea. Detox from deadly chemicals, flush poisons that cause harm to your organs, and lose unwanted pounds that bog you down. Call us, 928-308-0408. Again, 928-308-0408. Or you can order online at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Life Change Tea. We're changing lives.
I'm Todd Davis, CEO of LifeLock, and what I'm about to tell you is true. My real Social Security number is 457-55-5462. You may think I'm crazy, but I know my identity is safe. At LifeLock, every member is covered by our $1 million total service guarantee.
Every 3 seconds, someone's identity is stolen. It's not just the money that's being stolen. It's your reputation, your credit, and your valuable time to fix the huge mess. At LifeLock, we aim to prevent identity theft before it happens, and if anything happens while you're a client of LifeLock, you'll be protected by our exclusive $1 million total service guarantee. With LifeLock, you'll also see a huge reduction in junk mail and pre-approved credit offers. Call 1-800-605-4229 right now and get 30 days of LifeLock for free. Protect yourself and your family from identity theft. And when you call right now, get 30 days free. Call now, 1-800-605-4229. That's 1-800-605-4229. Again, 1-800-605-4229.
Ooh, Lordy, my trouble's so hard. Ooh, Lordy, my trouble's so hard. Don't nobody know my trouble but God. Don't nobody know my trouble but God. Ooh, Lordy, my trouble's so hard. Ooh, Lordy, my trouble's so hard.
All right, folks, we are back. It's the Info Warrior. I want to get right into Blackjack Part 4. Now, Blackjack Part 4 for the PrisonPlanet.tv viewers, this is a Telegraph cartoon/Photoshop storyline that's been going on. And if you want to see an in-depth take on Parts 1 through 3, Steve Watson over at Infowars.net and, of course, Infowars.com, wrote one. If you go to theinfowarrior.com, I wrote a blog all about Part 4, but I also link to the extensive story. So I pick it up after I kind of know what's going on. Pandemics, nuclear chaos, the formation of a North American Union, quarantines, like the whole, you know, nightmare scenario, the nightmare globalist scenario. All right, so let's hit it. Let's go to take one. There we go. So right there kind of recaps everything. Oh, there was the explosions, and all of a sudden Homeland Security had to come in, emergency transmissions. Next. And here we have, oh, look, it's a police state. There's a new flag, and they photoshopped the ever-infamous Amaro. Now, the Amaro is something we've talked about on this program. Alex talks about a lot. It would be a currency for a formation of a North American Union, which we already have the documents, the Securities and Prosperity Partnerships. All right, from I think they were 2004. And in those documents, It was clear that they wanted to set up a union between Canada and Mexico through the United States through four superhighways. All right, that's basically what the North American would be. So they wanted this new supercurrency. Now, am I saying that the Amero is totally on the shelf? No, I'm not. However, I am saying that they show you this coin kind of like as like a false thing, you know, because people have said, oh, we have the Ameros. Here they are. Look, I've got an Amero in my hand. They're ready to use them right now. And I'm always very weird, you know, very leery to report on that stuff. I get people calling in. And actually, one of my good friends I went to college with, one of the guys I used to do graphics with, he sent me that. And I don't want to say what the guy's name is because I'm not here to bash anybody. But he goes, is this for real? And I go, well, the idea behind it is for real. But a lot of times people want to be the first in something or just want to hoax something to discredit it altogether. So I'm like, I very much doubt that that's a real Amero. Now, in the Blackjack cartoon, it's the exact same Amero. So I want to kind of put that out there. Although a lot of this is predictive programming, it mixes what the government actually does, and that's caused false flag events, with kind of like distorted realities like this Amero coin. All right, so bring that back up on screen. We go to the next part. Boom, you know, nuclear war, unelected president, you know, troops are already in place, blah, 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 blah. Next. 1 year earlier. Next. So this is where it gets even more bizarre. This is where kind of the, like, it goes into Dr. Strangelove type stuff, but then out of nowhere, without any kind of explanation, on the left-hand side for the PrisonPlanet.tv viewers, you'll see it's got the Roswell crash in there. All right? It's got a Roswell crash. In the middle, it looks like it might be 9/11, maybe Oklahoma City. It's very tough to tell because it's such a distorted photograph. It's almost up to interpretation. But on the right-hand side, it's definitely 9/11. So it's intertwining Roswell, 9/11, bombings with the kind of like shadow government stuff. You know, again, mixing spooky alien stuff into, again, false flag terror type scenarios. So here it's kind of being revealed to you that they're hatching some kind of a shadow government plot, but not what's happening. And then they're mixing in, you know, the Roswell event. Very bizarre. All right, let's go to the next section here. And, you know, they say, oh, we have to keep democracy going. There's societies in decline. They give you the big, oh, here's the statue of Lady Liberty. Oh, I mean, these are bad Photoshop filters, folks. I mean, literally, I could have put this probably together in less than 5 hours. You give me this crappy script, I can throw this less of, I mean, give me a break. I mean, this is like, oh, mosaic, and a click of a button looks like crap, and we'll put it in. Why is the Telegraph putting this out? This is low quality. Telegraph goes out to a lot of people. All right, next one. So here it is again. Oh, they show the Twin Towers here. We were such a big society, but then all the wars got together, and oh, there's just not enough oil. Kind of. See, again, they're putting out Johnny Nonsense. The Johnny Nonsense of peak oil. That's a whole lot of Cubby Spanklin right there. It's not real. But they act like that's a reality. Oh, see, these are all the big excuses. America's going down in decline because of all the wars. And there's no oil. And we just can't keep up. And, you know, we've been so decadent for so long. No, they blew out the economy on us. There is an argument that we're screwed over because we have been decadent and stupid. There's no doubt about that. But that's because we let our government get out of control. That's because we've, you know, let television and the media and, you know, the schools really parent our children into, you know, zombified masses. So go back to that for me again. No, I want you to go back to the last one. We want to keep focusing on that. So again, the World Trade Center, man's greatness. Look at those towers they built. Wow. Wow. They were on top. Number one. Numero uno. Go back to it. Go back to the little shot. And then it's like, but then they went to war. You know, we didn't go to war. We were like, let's bomb the Middle East. No, the powers that be went to war after they fervored us up to us. We didn't even want to go into Iraq. We thought one desert was enough. You know, they told us it was a bad guy with a beard and where he lived. Let's get him. We thought most people, as dumb as they are, thought, you know what, Afghanistan, that sounds like enough to me. No, really. The dude with the mustache and the beret, we'll let him be. Whatever. He doesn't really pose a threat. It's a little bit like propaganda, Paul. So then, again, here's another one. They show the climate. Oh, no. Global warming. Oh, no. They show a factory. God forbid. God forbid man evolves and has industry. Oh, no. The evil industry did end man, and there wasn't enough oil. Oh, we have to think of something. What are we going to do as the powers that be in the world? All right, now we can go to the next one. Hit the next one. There it is. And then it shows like a whale-like human being, which he is. He's massive. In fact, you know what? On a side note, the guy who does a lot of the graphics for these movies, McWhirter, he actually has that as his Facebook profile picture right now. I'm not going to lie. Go back to it. So, again, we're too decadent, and we let our debt get out of control, you know, and now our enemies are coming. China's really strong. Remember, China's only strong because we take all of our stuff from China, and we allow them to have slave camps with a bunch of prisoners to make goods that we buy. And we borrow a bunch of money from them. That's why we like that police state. We like guilty and until proven innocent. That's why that's in power right now. But now it's our political leaders have to figure out what we can do. What do we do? What do we do? The U.S. dominance is done. What do we do? I've got a great idea. We'll set up some troops. Go to the next one. Because this is where it gets just outlandish. You know, oh, wait, I'm skipping a part. Here's where they pawned off on Obama, like Obama and his administration are part of the plot. This is more comical stuff, more stuff funnier than Bill Burr. Because give me a break, they're like, with a new administration in, they're just not as safe anymore. They're just really weak, and, you know, it's just, we can't do anything about it. What are we going to do? What are we going to do? What are they going to do, right, Paul? All right, go back to the scene. You know, I mean, there's no more houses and, you know, our army's being depleted with these wars. What do we do to stay number one? We just still don't know. Next. Next. Hit the next. Oh, well, it's Project Blackjack. And it shows you like this intricate wimp, bump, 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 bad Bond movie. It's like reminiscent of the Able Danger chart, only like one third is cool, folks. So hopefully if you're just listening to this and you're not watching on PrisonPlanet.tv, you'll go back and check the YouTube out. Or you can play along. You can go to the website, and we're on page 11 of 15, you know. All right, so click to the next one. Here it is, Operation Blackjack. Here it is. This is what we'll do. We'll fake a bunch of nukes being stolen, and we'll deploy troops beforehand under the guise of something else like drills. And then we'll blow up the cities. Go to the next one. That's how we'll save America. We'll just blow up random cities with nuclear arms. We're the greatest political leaders in the world. It's always been an inside job. Why do you think we did it? Oh, we did it to bring in North American Union. Next. Yeah, we had to blow you up for your own good. Oh, yeah, and hold tribunals for anybody that we don't like. They're the traitors now. The people that didn't blow up all the people, they're the traitors. And they got this little tent city where they're just going to try them all and execute them. Isn't that lovely? It's really a big heartwarming tale. I haven't gotten to part 15 yet, but I'm sure it's snuggle buns and coffee cakes. Let's go to the next part here. Yeah, then it's like basically police state America, North American identification, homeland security cards for everybody. The guy they got like on the card looks like a total and complete zombie. Again, some piss poor Photoshop work. I mean, that card, that looks like a third grader maybe did that, kind of, sort of. Not very good. I could have done much better. Not impressed with this propaganda. Next. And then riots in the streets, you know, the final part of Blackjack. Now the people they're a little upset that their cities have been nuked, they've been lied to, and quarantined. They might rise up. I haven't gotten to the final part 5. I'm just so sickened with it. Again, it's predictive programming. It mixes a lot of the bull propaganda, blame game. Oh, they're too decadent. Oh, their debt got out of the water. Oh, look how fat that guy is, you know? They deserve it. Hey. Oh. Oh, if you guys only knew. See, I need a camera on my other guys, too. Because you don't even know, they put up Jack Black for no good reason, folks. No good reason whatsoever. Oh, Operation Jack Blackjack? Blackjack, I gotcha. Ah, ha, 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 ha. All right, we'll be back. You know what, we'll take some calls. And then we're going to go to Bill Burr at 9:30. The Info Warrior, PrisonPlanet.tv, Infowars.com.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging.
Yeah,
fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging.
Yeah,
fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Are you concerned for the safety of your loved ones? Listen closely to this message from PepperSpray.com. Every 22 seconds a violent crime is committed. America has changed, and your personal safety is your first priority. Be smart. Be safe. Trust Pepper Spray instead of your luck. PepperSpray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all of your non-lethal self-defense supplies. PepperSpray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web. From big to small, we have it all. Pepper spray, mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. PepperSpray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Enter SAFE in the coupon box and you'll receive a special discount off of your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to PepperSpray.com. That's PepperSpray.com. Or call 1-800-908-9988 today.
Well, come on, all of you big, strong men. Uncle Sam needs your help again. Got himself in a terrible jam way down yonder in Vietnam. Put down your books and pick up a gun. We're gonna have a whole lot of fun. And it's 1, 2, 3. What are we fighting for? Don't ask me, I don't give a damn. The next stop is Vietnam. And it's 5, 6, 7. Open up the pearly gates. Well, there ain't no time to wonder why.
All right, we're going to take callers for about 5 minutes, and we're going to have Bill Burr at the end of the next break. So let's just jump right into him. We only got, like, let's say 30 to 60 seconds. Don't give me the big diatribes, guys. Don't hate me. I know. All right, cut callers off. I'm a Nazi on the phone. All right. Let's go to Chuck in North Carolina. Chuck, you get to go first. Chuck.
Hey, man, heard Alex today with the Obama deception on the Rush Limbaugh show. That was great. No fan of Rush, but, you got to do your own COINTELPRO, you know?
Oh, that's awesome. They're running those commercials over there, reaching a bigger audience, huh?
Oh, exactly, man. And my boss, who was totally asleep to this, thought I was crazy. All the CFR, Chuck, the CFR, this, that. Now he's like rushing me over to the truck. You won't believe what's on Limbaugh today. You know, heard the commercial and that was great. But I wanted to get into the bird flu thing, man. I really think that Alex, when he does this documentary on the chemtrails, or even in the Obama deception part two, whatever it's going to be called, really needs to get into the bird flu thing right now.
Well, the bird flu thing might be touched upon in Obama too. If not, I don't know if it's appropriate in the chemtrails, unless it's a broader eugenics film. But, yes, that bird flu situation does have to get out to the masses. We got Lynn Horowitz on for an hour to discuss it later. So I'm with you on that.
Can I make one request from you, Jason?
Sure.
A song by Peter Tosh. I think it would be perfect. It's called Mark of the Beast.
Mark of the Beast. All right, I'll check it out,
Mark
man.
Of the Beast, Peter
All right,
Tosh.
Thank you for the call, brother. All right, let's go to Forrest in Texas. Forrest, you're up.
Yes, sir, Jason. Yes, I'd like to make a couple comments. First off, it is obvious that Glenn Beck is severely sinning by lying about the New World Order and the whole economic and political oligarchy and what it means for America.
Mm-hmm.
And also, another thing that's also sin is like knowing this information and not telling anybody about it. And I believe that's why some people don't want to be woken up, because it means, like Alex said it before, because it means they have to do something about it. And because there's three types of people who aren't awake. There's the kind of people who just don't know about it and who are like, what? Like, that's going on? And then there's people who just get upset at people for trying to tell them the truth. Mm-hmm. And then another thing is whether it's people believe in God or they don't believe in God, the power of prayer is amazing, and it does work. It's these unseen forces. So I say that every time that somebody says their prayers, you know, before they go to bed, or they say grace, to always include the info warriors, like you and Jones and Kaiser and Humphrey and like Pastor Williams and Luke and everybody. Because,
well, Forrest, that's very, very much appreciated. I thank you for the call, brother. I'm glad to be in your prayers and hopefully in others. We do need as much support as we could possibly get on this show and in this information war. All right, let's jump to Kyle in Washington. Kyle, you're on the line.
Hey, Jason, what's up?
What's up, man?
Hey, about this whole Somalian pirate nonsense, are we to believe that that really happened, that these Somalians in this rinky-dink Gilligan's Island boat with grappling hooks boarded this U.S. massive...
Well, here's the deal. I don't know enough about it to be like, hey, they did or they didn't have the equipment. I know, like, there's a lot of international waters out there. I know a lot of private boats get hijacked all the time, you know, and lesser military boats. I'm not quite sure what they had there. Apparently, people are dead. I know they just grabbed the captain. I know there's some talk out there that the reason that they were doing this was in response to nuclear waste being dumped. I don't know enough about the subculture. Literally, this is a story that's been on the last past 3 days. But I've been really hooked into working on my new film and just kind of checking headlines, kind of putting that pirate story in the backdrop because, you know, I don't know enough about it, and I don't know what the geopolitical impact is. If the thing about the nuclear waste is true, you know, and that this is a response to that, I know that InfoWars did post an op-ed piece about that, well, then that is an interesting angle to look at, and I'm certainly going to look into that when I get more time. It's curious because when I was listening to one of the guys talk about it, he did say that negotiations were really businesslike over the 4 or 5 days, and there wasn't any hostility or animosity. And if you think that, you know, if you think for any reason that, you know, human lives were on the line, you think it'd be a little more intense, and maybe he would have described it differently. You know what I'm saying? Am I still got him or no?
One other thing.
Sure. Actually, I'm going to have to let you go, Kyle. I got a guest coming up on the other side. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmis. We'll take your calls, like I said, in the last hour. We got Bill Burr coming up, and then Lynn Horowitz for an hour. PrisonBland.tv, InfoWars.com.
Yeah. WCN. Genesis Communication Radio Network.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Spring is here, growing season. The economy is not getting any better. In fact, it's getting worse. Think about it. At this rate, how will your life be in a month or even a year? Maybe you've been putting things off, but the time to act is now. The country is running out of food. You need to get your seeds before it's too late. At OrganicaSeed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds, survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. Grow your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco. With detailed growing guides available to you at no charge, you can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to OrganicaSeed.com. That's OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com today.
I never remorse for you, no letters endorsing you. Pole position in the coffin is what is costing you. The caucus bosses who control the fortunes through the mortgages of a culture with losses through and through. But it's the rebel arms. Godspeed with devil's charm. The shit made get switchblades in every arm. And this way we ex-nay on any harm. Cause snakes play and fakes lay like hidden bombs. We march in unison. The soul is true within eternal missions with just a lifetime.
All right, folks, we are back. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmis. And we have comedian Bill Burr on the line. And normally when, you know, talk show hosts talk to comedians, they usually talk about, you know, Lindsay Lohan's breakup with her girlfriend, or Mel Gibson's about to get divorced, or Phil Spector, you know, he's going to go to jail finally for killing that woman. But we're hopefully going to keep it on the up on actual events that matter. And I thank Bill Burr for coming in. Thank you, sir.
Hey, what's going on, man?
Not much. You know, you kind of came up after Patrice O'Neill went on the Opie and Anthony show and talked a bunch about the Obama deception. You were recently in the LA Times, you know, as a comedian who actually knows stuff. And when they were referring to the Bilderberg Group, they were, you know, joking around calling it the Bill Burr Group. So how does a guy like you get into information like that?
All my stuff is based on Wikipedia and YouTube videos that yeah. I watch until about 4 in the morning. I've been battling Anthony on the Opie and Anthony show for years about stuff like that. But I know, I met that guy, John Parkins, who wrote that Confessions of an Economic Hitman.
Mm-hmm.
I started doing that. I watched that that Zeitgeist movie. I watched The Freedom to Fascism. And I got to admit, after a while, I kind of had to tap out because it was so depressing. And, you know, I would just be waking up in the middle of the night going, all right, what if I ran up into the mountains and I learned how to start a fire without a match? And, you know, I don't know. It's unreal.
It is pretty unreal.
The level of, I don't know, apathy out there is, I don't know. You bring stuff like this up and people, they think you're crazy.
Yeah, how dare you talk about an international organization of the most powerful, you know, bankers, politicians, and corporate leaders in the world and say, hey, what's going on here? How dare people question that? And you mentioned America Freedom to Fascism. I'm sure you're not all the way on the up and up, but have you heard about this MIAC report they put on? It was in the mainstream media a little bit. No idea what it is?
No, like I said, I've just been watching the whole banking thing, and I even say to people who aren't like into so-called conspiracy theory, it's just really like, you know, after watching the banks and what they've done over the last couple of years, if you actually believe that the government is above them, I just don't know what to say to you. It's like clearly that the government is like middle management. I mean, I would think if the president said don't take bonuses, that they would have to be like, okay, the president said don't take bonuses.
But they slipped in legislation.
We could say to the president, yeah, you know what? yeah, we're going to take them anyways. Nothing we can do. You know? Why don't you go back to your little cute house there on Pennsylvania Avenue?
Well, you obviously know that's how it's run, though. I mean, for instance, you know, America Freedom to Fascism pretty much lays out how the Federal Reserve is anything but federal. It's not a government agency whatsoever, and they print whatever money they want. And I don't know if you know this, but the G20 just went down, and
you
now
me, how isn't it that like Ritz crackers? How come they're not $40 a box yet?
It's going to happen.
They could just keep printing this money, and we're not do like the Germans there after World War One when they had wheelbarrows full of Deutschmarks going down the street to get some bread. That's one of my big moves, man. I want to get a bread maker, but I don't have to stand in line. Maybe I'll start like a side business. I'll sell bread when this whole thing goes under.
Well, you know, we had a guest on who predicted that oil was going to go down to lower than $50 a barrel last summer, and we all kind of laughed at him and said, you know, there was no way that was going to happen. Then all of a sudden it happened. And he's saying you got 30 to 60 days before that happens. I had him on Thursday, so there's your answer, maybe. I hope it's not the answer. But, you know, I also had Max Kaiser
30
on.
60 days till what happens?
Till it's wheelbarrow money time. He basically said the dollar had, this is the same guy, and again, we had him on when I think oil was at a 168 or 172 a barrel, right? And he's like, Jason, they're gonna knock it down to below $50 a barrel, and they're gonna keep it there. And I'm thinking to myself, there's no way they're gonna do this. And he's like, no, it's gonna be a strategic move to bankrupt OPEC, kind of go after Saudi Arabia, and kind of bankrupt Dubai, and get a lot of people out of there as well, because the elite doesn't like that a lot of people are moving there. So I'm like, okay, whatever. I just don't see it happening. All of a sudden, it happens. And like I said, I just had him back on. He's saying that, you know, the same people. This guy. He basically lived with these elites for 3 years out in Alaska back in the 70s, and I guess he got in touch with one of them, and he asked him what he could talk about, and he said he could talk about that, and now he's saying that the economy, the dollar, will be completely dead in 30 to 60 days, where it really is wheelbarrow money time, and I really don't want to see this country in that state of affairs. I hope he's dead wrong.
So what do you do? So what am I supposed to do? I'm supposed to go out
and
buy Irish food?
Well, I hope not. I'm kind of lucky because I'm out here in Austin, Texas, and I also have a place in upstate New York, and both of them have land. So I guess if push came to shove, I could grow my own food. Most people in a city-type scenario aren't going to be able to do such a thing.
Dude, I live in Los Angeles. We don't even have a water supply, technically.
No, yeah, I know. I lived in Los Feliz for a little while. I really don't care for it out there. Good luck with all that. I'm not a big L.A. guy, but I don't know. I don't know what happens. You know, apparently the G20, they just had that. They agreed on a global currency. That's in the works. The IMF and the Federal Reserve are going to become one entity.
Agreed on a global currency already? When are we getting the microchips? Have you guys seen that new Duracell commercial where that woman can't find her kid in the park?
Yes. Why do you talk about that for a second? Because it's ridiculous.
When did they start selling batteries that way?
It is.
He's like, Kevin, and then she pulls out that little device, and then the kid comes running out of the woods. They're like, Duracell batteries. It's like, dude, the hell with the batteries. What was that thing she just pulled out of her pocket? How did that kid know to come out of the woods? He didn't have an antenna. His sneakers weren't glowing. What the hell is in that kid?
Yeah.
I never thought how they just show it. Like, oh, yeah, remote control kids. Oh, yeah, that's normal.
Well, have you seen the remote control kid yet?
There's a microchip on there. That's the big thing, though. That's how they're going to get everybody microchipped, is they're going to scare the hell out of everybody that somebody's going to take your kid. And just through fear. I got a buddy of mine. They got a couple of kids, and I was over their house, and his wife was saying she keeps getting this literature making her paranoid about whether she knows where her kid is or not.
Mm-hmm.
What exactly is the whole end game here?
Well, you want to know what the end game is? I mean, it really is a chipped population, unfortunately, and I don't think they're going to scare everybody into it like you think. More than likely, like the big guy in Sega just said that he's going to start looking into microchips in the next video game. They're going to want to voluntarily make you take it. There's going to have benefits. So look for, like, the next generation gaming system to come with the chip. You can already order one on eBay, man, for literally $10 plus shipping and program it. It's an RFID chip. You can program it to do all sorts of goodies, including track yourself if you want
the GPS. You know what the sad thing is that I don't think you can stop it because people will voluntarily... They're just morons. I'm so cynical after being on the road. Like, when they could start tapping our phones, and then people came up with that brilliant, well, if you're not doing anything wrong, you know, that and the whole, do you remember 9/11? That was a classic heckle I got out in, I was in Ontario, California, and I was trying to justify why they could tap my phone conversations, and some lady, like a trained chimp, just yells out, do you remember 9/11? And I was like, no, what happened? I was in Manhattan that day. Remind me. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh. Well, obviously, you've seen, you know. You've seen, like,
you know,
the,
even
you know.
Like, forget about the governmental level. I just don't understand, like, people, like, say people go into grocery stores, mm-hmm. and now they have those automated checkout lines.
Yep.
It's like, why would you play ball in that? You're putting a fellow American out of work. And now, not only that, you're working for free. I actually argued with somebody. They tried to tell me it was a technological advancement. I'm like, how is that an advancement? How is it easier than me standing there doing nothing as two other people do it, you know?
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, they also have
I'm
the thumb scan.
I'm a when it comes to that. I don't use those cards, you know, when they ask you, you go into the grocery store, they ask you if you use a card, you know?
Well, they phased that out
it's
in some places, too.
I'm not going to have you find out what... What are the essentials that I can't live without so you can jack the price up?
I know.
You know, I just don't know how people look at that. Like, no, the corporation, they're trying to save me money. Like, they're sitting around in a boardroom trying to figure out how they can make less money and how I can get cornflakes for cheaper. I mean, I don't know.
No, it's gold. It's I mean, this is a great interview. I mean, you're telling it like it is. But a lot of people still believe that. They want to believe that, you know, the powers that be have our best interests at heart. They want to believe in the American dream, even though they're losing their homes and they're losing their pensions. And, I mean, we don't make anything in this country. I mean, we are literally in the worst economic situation, admittedly, by the mainstream media since 1929. And people are still like, oh, check out my new iPhone app. Awesome, you know. They have no idea.
Yeah, no, it's horrific. In the 12 years that I've been on the road, you know, I used to meet people after shows, and they had, like, tangible jobs.
Mm-hmm.
Like, people made stuff. They worked not everybody, I don't know, they're all in a cubicle looking at, like, a spreadsheet. I mean, I was, like, the other day, I bought a pair of New Balance, and it actually had an American flag on it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I don't even know what that means.
Yeah,
they just stamp that on there. Kind of like how these corporations, they just paint their sign green and yellow, so then you think they're into the environment.
Well, you know what I like?
Oh, we're going green.
Well, that's a big scam, too. I'm warning you, man.
It freaked me out the other day. I saw on the, you know what the land speed record of the steam engine is for the car? It's like 126 miles an hour, and it was set in 1906.
Yeah. Yeah. Well,
how
you
hilarious.
Know.
We don't have to be over there right now.
Yeah. No,
people could just be over there throwing rocks at each other.
Well, you ever see who killed the electric car? I mean, they have the electric car all over, and they had it for, you know, celebrities and whatever in the late 80s, early 90s, but they only let them lease them. And then no one was allowed to buy them, and they destroyed them all. But, you know, the electric car's been around. Ford built a car.
I saw that one, too. And
yeah. Yeah, it's another depressor.
They think there's no power in electricity. Like, I drive, like, a hybrid, which hybrids are a total scam, by the way.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I was actually looking at an old ad for a Chevy Chevette in the late 70s after the gas crisis. It basically gets the same mileage.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I got this hybrid. My mother's literally going, like, can it go up a hill? Like, I'm like, no, I live on flat land. That's one of the little glitches of the hybrid. It can't go up a hill. It's like, have you ever heard of a subway? Have you ever gotten on a subway during rush hour? What's there, like 1,200 people there? They can get that thing going 40 miles an hour. They can't get my skinny, freckled ass up a hill in a Prius. I mean,
well, it's all about control, man. It's all nonsense. You know, it's all about control, and it's all even that you got to watch out. All this green movement too. They want you to pay a carbon tax for breathing. They're telling us it's going to be less for us. They're going to expect us to make all these sacrifices. You're going to literally be taxed on how many cars you have. You know, how much garbage you have, how many kids you have. I mean, they're really clamping down, and that's what this green movement is about. And
that's because every year you're behind the eight balls and keep printing that money.
Yeah.
You keep getting behind on that interest. You know, I was in St. Louis recently, and not only did I pay sales tax on the hotel, I paid an occupancy tax. They taxed me for doing what you're supposed to. It's like you're going to tax me for sitting in a chair pretty soon.
Yeah, well, like in New York, cell phone tax right now is at, I believe it's 20%. So look, for every $50 on your plan, you're paying 10 plus a month just in taxes to have a cell phone. I mean, give me a break.
Yeah,
I mean, they don't rape you enough.
The whole system is broke. And now, once again, that's when I tuned out on Obama. When he made that speech and did the pull yourself, we got to pull ourselves up by the bootstraps again. Uh-huh. It's like, no, I'm not doing that. I didn't do anything wrong. I saved my money. I didn't buy any shiny stuff. I'm telling you, what they should have done if it's impossible, it's just too big a thing, but they should have let the banks fail, and then they just should have started over again.
But you need to watch the Obama deception, man. I mean, it's basically all about the banking crisis and what's going on right now. But on top of that, it shows that, you know, Obama and Hillary went to Bilderberg this last year in Chantilly, Virginia. He's in the pocket of these guys, too. He's not about any change. I mean, let's be honest. He's redistributing the forces into Afghanistan. He's not moving anybody, really, out of the Middle East whatsoever. He still plans on 50,000...
Yeah, no, he's not into, like, conspiracy theory. Like, you know, this is as far as, like, an economic thing. How the hell are we going to afford another $10 billion a month or whatever it costs to have all our guys over there? And also, why do we have to have our entire force over there, or a huge majority of them, to fight a terrorist group? I mean, we spent all this money on weapons. Can't they look into my apartment from space at this point?
Almost.
Some 7'8" guy over there with a beard walking around the mountains and vaporize them.
Yeah, but that's not what it's about. It's about building a Eurasian Union out there for another, you know, they want the North American Union, want the Eurasian Union. That's why the European Union, the Euro, is going to succeed. You know, the Euro will be around. That'll survive the economic crisis no matter what they do. And, the dollar's gonna die. You know, what they bring in, whether it's called the Amero or whatever, who knows what it'll be, but they're definitely blowing out this economy on purpose. And, you know, they're basically talking about how we're no longer going to be the world's leader, and we're going to be into a second world type economy, and that's what they want. They really want us to start sacrificing, and that's what it's all about, man. I mean,
and they used us.
Yeah, big time.
They used us for centuries, basically, to get themselves into this position, and now they're done with us, I think. And, Yeah, man, it is what it is. You know, the thing that scares me the most is, like, that whole election, I didn't hear anybody talking about the population problem. I mean, I didn't do so great in math, but, I mean, it's pretty simple if everybody keeps banging away and everybody keeps having 2-3 kids.
Well, they're talking about it in private. If you really want to know, Bill, that's, again,
that type of stuff. And
it's not
you know,
the...
You know what I love, too? What I've really figured out is with, like, this whole money thing is that I'm constantly rewarded for putting myself behind the eight ball, and that's really what money is. It's not my money. It's basically they give me money, and my job is to get myself into a position that isn't hopeless, but it's just one step ahead of hopeless. So they got me, you know what I mean? If I get married, you know, I get a tax break. If I have a kid, I have a tax break. If I get a mortgage, I get a tax break. If I don't get married, if I don't have any kids, I don't have any kids, and I drive a hybrid. I think I should get a tax break. You know what I'm saying? I'm not adding to the traffic. You know what I mean? I'm not adding another jerk in front of you sitting there, you know, trying to make a left.
Well,
I actually figured out the other day because I'm sitting there trying to pay off my apartment. That's like my big move. The only thing, so I'll have something tangible, hopefully, before this whole thing goes under. And I actually figured out that if I paid off my place, my reward would be I'd actually pay an extra $4,000 a year in taxes.
Oh, my God. Well, that would save you somewhat.
Like, I swear to God, I mean, I don't know how clean you can be on this show, so I'm not going to say what I'm thinking.
Yeah.
But it's just like they have every angle worked out. Every way you look, there's another you-know-what just staring you in the face, and there's nothing you can do.
Well, there is some stuff you can do. I mean, you can let other people know. You can try to fight outside the system. I do hear your plight on, you know, you finally buy your place and all of a sudden your taxes shoot up by $4,000 a year, so it's not even that much of a break for you. You figure after you pay for it, you should own it. But when you talk about population control, man, these guys are all about population control, and that's what's really scary to me, because they really, they're talking about population control. They want to cut, for instance, Britain's population from 60 million to 30 million within 20 years. How does that happen? You know what I mean? I mean, who's dying and why?
Yeah,
and
and it's like...
even worse than that, let me say this.
You know what the thing about it is, too, is it's looked at in a business way.
Mm-hmm.
So when you look at things in a business way, there's no...
No, the little guy's going to get it. That's it, you know?
Yeah, there's no compassion. It's just, it's going to be a numbers thing. And believe me, dude, this phone conversation alone, I'm going to end up on the wrong side of a FEMA fence.
Well, we're going to talk about that in the last segment. Thank you so much for doing this with Bill Burr. BillBurr.com, MySpace.com/Bill Burr. We'll be back after this. It's the Info Warrior. InfoWars.com, PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hi, this is Peter Kronschnabel with Midas Resources. As you know, government spending is at an all-time high and inflation is on the rise. What are you doing right now to protect yourself financially? As the economy continues to deteriorate due to corporate greed and government intervention, more people will lose their jobs and, worse, their life savings. Having your hard-earned money in banks, the stock market, or any other paper asset is a lose-lose deal. You'll lose on your capital investment and you'll lose purchasing power as the dollar continues to devalue. One thing is certain, having physical possession of gold and silver will guarantee that no matter what happens, your investment will never be worthless. If you've been thinking about investing in the physical possession of precious metals, I can help. Call me today, Peter Kronschnabel, at 800-686-2237, extension 108, and I will take the time personally to put together a portfolio designed to protect what you've worked so hard for. Call Peter, 800-686-2237, extension 108. You've worked hard your whole life, and I want to work hard for you. Call 800-686-2237, extension 108.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Recognize that sound? If you're taking vitamins and minerals in pill form, that's exactly where many are ending up. Hello, my name is Dr. David Friedman. According to the Physician's Desk reference, vitamins in a pill form are 10% absorbed. So for every $100 you spend on vitamins, that's $90 you're flushing down the toilet. In fact, orderlies at hospitals call these bedpan bullets. Start absorbing the nutrients you swallow. Introducing Chews for Health, a delicious tasting chewable containing 16 superfruits, sea vegetables, and antioxidants. Stop paying for nutrients your body doesn't use. Order Chews for Health today. 1-800-210-1922. The first 300 callers will receive a free copy of my best-selling CD, America's Unbalanced Diet. Isn't it time you stop flushing your vitamins down the toilet? 1-800-210-1922 or go to orderchews.com.
Segment with Bill Burr. And, you know, you just talked about a bunch of things in that long segment, but one of the things was, you know, the population seems pretty stupid, but, you know, that's part of their program too. For instance, you know, in the vaccinations, they put mercury. I don't know if you just caught the latest story about high fructose corn syrup, but they said 50% of that was cut with mercury. I mean, they're literally dumbing us down on another level. And my next guest is actually coming on. I don't know if you saw this story, but they found two separate types of bird flu in the bird flu vaccination shipped out to 14 separate countries. And the only reason they caught it is because one of the subcontractors injected a ferret and it died. So, to me, that doesn't seem like much of a mistake.
I thought always in the vaccination you got to have part of the poison, don't you?
No. This had two live virus.
Vaccination came out from it.
Exactly.
You're really getting outside the realm of anything that I understand.
All right. Well, let me just say this. They two different live types of virus. It killed the ferret and a live type of flu virus. All right. No, when you have a vaccination, you're supposed to have a small bit of it. You know, not enough to infect the person, like, and kill them. So all I'm going to say is go check it out. Bloomberg reported on it. It was the only mainstream media source in the U.S.
They're going to do stuff like that, and a bunch of people are going to die. Everyone's going to be freaked out, and you're going to have very obedient people left.
Yes.
And whoever is still fighting at that point just ends up in a re-educational system.
Well, the Give Act passed. And
you never see them again.
You talked about how there's too many people. Well, they really think that way, right? And I don't know if you know how AIDS was introduced here, but just type in Factor VIII HIV, Bayer, with their injections, injected a bunch of hemophiliacs and other people who had, you know, nothing with AIDS. And they admitted it. And then they shipped it off to other countries. And even with all the people who die in Africa of AIDS, think about it, you know, that's where the majority die. The population, like you said, still goes up. So even with their eugenics programs, man, they're looking to wipe out even more of us. I know this is a very depressing conversation. However,
it's brutal. That's why I started to watch the Obama thing, and it's just like, I can't sit here and I'm going to have my head in the stove.
Well,
I don't know. Like, I think
I hope,
you know,
not, because you're a really funny guy, man.
Regular people were a little bit more organized, and that there was some sort of pushback, even on little things, like, say, the airlines charging $15 for your first checked bag.
And 25 for your second?
Gas is so high. Gas has been down now for at least 6-7 months, and mm-hmm. they've never relinquished that charge. And there's no sort of, I don't know, maybe because it's like five guys seem to run all the media now. You just never see any stories about any sort of outrage. You know, no one wants to pay that charge, but we're mm-hmm. all just sort of doing it.
No, I hate it. I travel a lot too, and it's really, really, really annoying. And like, even if you want it as a carry-on, they have size limitations now, and they're like, oh, you can't. That's like
a
suitcase.
Something freaked me out. I was in Utah, and you know, it was a big long security line, and this guy's going, you know, if you want to bypass the security line, we got this new technology where they fingerprint you and scan your retina.
Yep.
And you can go right around it, mm-hmm. and you know, get to the front of the line to walk through the metal detector, and it's just like.
Yep, and a lot
You're
of people will do it.
Fingerprinting me and scanning my retina to get on a damn flight. I'm not doing that. So I'm thinking in my head, like, you know what? I'm not going to do this, but most people will, which is hilarious because they're selling it to you like it's this quicker thing. Mm-hmm. But once everybody's doing it, it's not going to be quicker anymore. It's just another way of, like, it's just, you know, another way of them being able to document who you are, where you are at all times, and it really limits your ability to ever rebel against anything that's an oppressive force, which is, I mean, it's, well, if everyone gets microchipped, that's going to be the end. Because
I would agree.
Once they figure out who's, you know, becoming a problem, all you got to do is just turn the person's chip off and they're homeless. You can't make any moves without any money.
Bill, thank you so much for joining us.
I can't tell you how much I hope I'm 100% wrong on all this
You're
stuff,
not, man.
It really sounds like a Will Smith movie, but
It's no movie, it's reality, my friend, unfortunately. And I thank you for joining us. It's the Info Warrior, BillBurr.com, MySpace.com/BillBurr, or check us out at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones. I've told you for a long time it's important to be self-sufficient. And today, that's more important than ever. We need to be independent, and food and water is the key. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. You'll never have to go to the Superdome and beg for FEMA to take care of your family in any emergency if you simply prepare. No one is going to take care of your family in the final equation but you. You know eFoodsDirect.com is still able to ship storable food that's safe from E. coli, salmonella, genetic alteration, or Chinese imports. And they do it at almost half the cost of last year's grocery prices. Call 1-800-409-5633 or on the web, go to eFoodsDirect.com. Visit eFoodsDirect.com and look over the fine list of high-quality, freeze-dried, and dehydrated foods they have to offer. Watch the free videos, look at their online catalog, or give them a call at 1-800-409-5633. Again, 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com. Take action today. The first step is getting storable food.
Listening to GCN, the world leader in independent talk radio.
Jason Burmes, what a great interview with Bill Burr, although I might have scared him a little bit. I mean, it seemed like he was trying to get out of the mix for a little while, you know, tried to do the whole denial thing. But at the same time, like I said, you know, he's a smart guy. He's a really funny guy. If you've never caught his a comedy hour on HBO or stuff over at Comedy Central, I really encourage you to do so. Just go check some YouTube clips out. You're going to find out he's definitely hilarious. All right, shifting gears. For 1 hour, we have Dr. Lynn Horowitz on the line, and not only do we have him on the line, we have him via Skype, so this should be a very interesting interview. And Mr. Horowitz, thank you for joining us.
Well, thank you, Jason. Pleasure to join you.
Well, we really want to get into Baxter International, this bird flu virus, and you know, you're much better suited to talk about this than I am. The two separate types of live bird flu that were found in it, and the separate type of flu strain that was found in it. Why is this? Why does this seem utterly impossible to be an accident? And what are the ramifications? I know we got a whole hour to talk about it, so why don't you just kind of lead us into that?
Okay, well, I've been focused on Concert for the Living Water, so you've got to forgive me. Give me a little bit of background beyond the fact that Baxter is totally integrated with the petrochemical pharmaceutical cartel and the progeny of IG Farben, Germany's leading industrial organization that we're obviously intimately connected with the Third Reich and the breakdown of that whole cartel that now leads to American Home Products, Baxter, the people that were implicated in the anthrax mailings, people who have been implicated in spreading AIDS through contaminated vaccines. And Baxter has also reputations of poisoning other people in other ways. So give me a little bit of background. What's the story?
All right. Basically, last month, Bloomberg really quickly at the end of February picked up on a story that Baxter had mailed out to 14 different countries a anti-avian flu vaccination, basically, you know, supposedly the cure. Now, one of the subcontractors in Czechoslovakia injected one of his ferrets. The ferret died, and then they analyzed it, and they said that they had two live, in fact, if we could pull up some articles, guys, while I'm talking about this in prisonplanet.tv, two live strains of the avian flu. I think it was H3N1, and then it was H3N1, maybe A, or it was a subspecies of that. And then there was another type of flu virus in this. Now, they tried to claim it was an accident, but it would seem to me that this just couldn't be possibly an accident.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. It's never an accident. It's really basically part of what's called iatrogenicide, physician-induced illness. In this case, it's pharmaceutical malfeasance. There's a very interesting movie that you might want to go see right now if you haven't seen it already. It's called Duplicity. And it talks about how the Central Intelligence Agency and British Secret Service, MI6, is engaged in industrial sabotage. And their agents kind of like leave the service of the government. And they kind of like step right through a revolving door into the greedy corporations whose presidents and officials are basically insane with power and money on their minds, and they basically engage the world of industrial sabotage, malfeasance, and espionage to take corporations out and basically spread profits through any way possible, including, like you're talking about, sickening and enslaving populations to vaccinations and pharmaceuticals. So that's what I always look at. There's nothing that tells me, based on all the science, that vaccines serve any other purpose than to conduct genocide. That's the mass killing or enslaving of people for profit.
Right, we'll get into that on the other side. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmes, prisonplanet.tv, infowars.com.
You already know that drinking pure high-alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline ingredients. Using plasma pH drops is one of the best ways to make your water alkaline, to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops per liter of water you drink to raise the pH to the ultimate level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-216-9767. 269-216-9767 today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that it could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com. Or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
I'm a one-man revolution. The time is nigh. The day is dark. There's only one solution. Cause I'm a one-man. I'm a one-man. I'm a one-man revolution. And neon lights, slave ships don't wait. Love many, trust few, and don't be late.
All right, folks, we are back. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmes. We're on the line with Dr. Leonard Horowitz. And you were just basically breaking down how, in your opinion, vaccinations have been used to just basically enslave populations as well as cause genocide. There is no benefits to vaccinations.
That's right. Absolutely. I'm convinced of that after years of me. You know my history. I used to recommend vaccinations routinely to healthcare professionals that I personally trained, along with sterilization, disinfection, waste disposal, barrier protection. I used to routinely recommend vaccinations. And then I woke up. I realized what was really going down, which is iatrogenicide. That's physician-induced illness that Dr. Robert Mendelsohn coined that term to describe precisely vaccination, intoxication, and the enslavement of humanity to drugs of all sorts to fight all the diseases that are being induced by the vaccines. In this particular case, like you're talking about, avian flu, or it doesn't matter whether it's avian flu or all these other diseases that people have today, most of them are induced by the injection of foreign RNA, foreign DNA, foreign pieces of particles from bacteria, viruses, fungus, yeast, chicken embryo, bovine fetal serum, monkey kidney tissues with smallpox vaccine. It's cow pus. I mean, if you want to add eye of newt so that your witch's brew can be complete, go right ahead. But that's what you're looking at. And so all you have, I mean, Alex and you have been doing a great job expressing how propaganda controls the public's mind, mass mind control, mass media persuasion does that. And so people believe that vaccines are safe and effective, and you know it was Hitler who said, you tell a lie long enough, eventually we believe this truth, and the greater the lie, more people will believe it. The phrase vaccines are safe and effective is exactly descriptive of what Hitler and Joseph Goebbels was basically disseminating. A lot of hot air that was unfortunately in many cases deadly.
So why do we believe that, for instance? You know, why, you know, not only because it's been parroted, how do we get there? Where was the need for vaccinations? And then all of a sudden it comes out, you know, as taught as a kid, I believe, Louis Pasteur and the pasteurization process, that's where we're first introduced to this idea of, you know, vaccines and this process. I mean, why do we believe that we need them? And when were they first started to be used?
Well, the first thing that I would highly encourage you and all of your listeners to read, first of all, is the Protocols for the Elders of Sion, wherein there the allegedly Rothschild banking cartel, the monsters who have been literally controlling virtually everything, the Anglo-American genocidal colonialization of planet Earth called globalization. You know, it's neocolonialization, neocolonialism, and enslavement. They started back in the 1700s, if that particular document is accurate, and I believe it is, because of not so much as an anti-Semitic document per se, but as a document that literally lays out what the globalist agenda was way back then. In that document, you see very clearly that one of the ways that they're forefront of their controlling the populations was vaccination. In fact, they say the injection of diseases among the people would be used literally to bring about the new world order. So that's essentially what we now move forward. You go through Pasteur time, you realize that Nissan and all the people that were saying that no, the germ is nothing, the terrain is everything, got outvoted by the Rockefeller cartel's money, and the manipulation of science at that point basically condemned everybody that was saying that all you need to do is boost natural immunity holistically and create a terrain that the germs, bacteria, viruses, fungus, yeast won't grow in, cancer won't grow in, like your ad talked a little bit about how oxygenation and alkalinization are absolute preventatives against the infectious diseases and the chronic diseases of today, and that's absolutely true. So that now you begin to realize that there was an agenda to get into the antimicrobial arena instead of probiotics. Now you got antibiotics. In other words, war. War against all biology. That's essentially insane based on all the science and all the knowledge and all the understanding we have in wisdom and spirituality and natural healing capability. And so what we've got now are the power brokers who are controlling the petrochemical pharmaceutical cartel, telling the public's mind, indoctrinating, in culturalization. in essence, what you're looking at when you watch television and the commercials now on prime time for a 60-second advertisement for pharmaceutical. They'll tell you 10 seconds of other deadly side effects that are worse than the disease that you're taking the drugs for. Well, why are they doing that? There's no law that tells you that for, you know, 60 seconds, you need 10 seconds to tell you the risks. They're doing it because it's an indoctrination tool. The culture is being manipulated. The public's mind is being persuaded to take on these drugs, to take on the ideology that it's normal to be so sick, to pop magic pills to cure every ill, to inject yourself, intoxicate you and your children with heavy metal, mercury-laden, neurologically impairing vaccinations. All of this is absolute insanity, Satanism, worse than a cult. You know, in a cult, you know, there's elements in a cult that, you know, you can kind of rely on to give you the scoop and really where the demonic realm likes to dwell. This is covert. What we're seeing is worse than the worst kind of overt indoctrination culturalization. And that's unfortunately where we are today in Babylon. Babylon is falling. The economy is, you know, degenerating along with everything else. And so, you know, you come out of her, my people, lest ye be infected by her plagues, is what Yeshua, Jesus, said to warn us about. How do you deal with this?
And, you know, you talked about mercury and the vaccinations. They literally, in the Washington Post, I think it was about a month and a half ago, they said that about 50% of the high fructose corn syrup had mercury in it. It seems like it's everywhere, and you know, this is a eugenics program to dumb the population down, not just with vaccinations anymore, but literally what we eat.
Yeah, every which way possible. You know, in the book Death in the Air, Globalism, Terrorism, and Toxic Warfare, that people can get through healthyworldstore.com, it's a very worthwhile read. It's called Death in the Air, Globalism, Terrorism, and Toxic Warfare. We do have the videotape also for people who don't have the time to read. But therein you learn very clearly what's happening here. This whole poisoning agenda is called non-lethal. It's a quote, non-lethal. It's very deadly. It's very lethal. But it doesn't kill you quickly. It kills you insidiously, slowly, as the most profitable way to kill off excess populations, quote unquote, is where you poison them in various ways through the what's called Russian biological cocktail method that includes poisoning people with everything from chemtrails to fluoride in the drinking water and chlorinated drinking water, through the food, through the water, through the air. There's multiple means of intoxication, and that the combination of cofactors makes it scientifically and medically impossible, medically legally, to prove anybody did anything. So this is how they've done it. It's an insidious method of conducting depopulation, most profitably, most insidiously, covertly, and that's how essentially the heavy metals play in. It's part of the chemical intoxication, the physical intoxication, and ultimately the spiritual suppression. Because when you understand this is spiritual warfare, it is not against flesh and blood with whom we do battle. When you understand that the spirit is an energy, when you understand that the neurology functions energetically, that we are biospiritual or bioenergetic beings, then if you're the enemy, then what you want to do is take out the population biospiritually from the chemical intoxications, the heavy metal intoxications. It affects the neurology, the spirituality. Now you've got suppression, incarceration, and enslavement.
Well, I want to kind of get into the history of Baxter, because, you know, this is, you know, I know that Baxter's not good, but what you listed off in the beginning of the interview, you know, where this company comes from and its background is just appalling. You said that they actually helped spread AIDS. Were they involved in the Bayer and Factor VIII mess or something else?
Yeah, exactly. Okay. And there are, Bayer has its own, I understand, with the Factor VIII mess, but I believe, you know, please test me on this. You know, I've been involved with the Concert for the Living Water, which is, I believe, our humanity's only salvation at this point, is engaged in the Concert for the Living Water. Go to liveh2o.org, liveh2o.org. Make sure it's an O, not a zero, because the zero won't take anywhere. That is basically our plan to take back the planet for the love of God. So check it out. The Baxter connection, if my memory serves me correctly, they're heavily implicated. When I did the anthrax mailings investigation and nailed the organization called Battelle Institute, and that the dissemination of the anthrax with its links to the other cartel players, Baxter was heavily implicated, and Baxter's name came up on some searches, I believe I did on the Google, again, where they disseminated HIV through various, I think it was blood clotting products that were different from the Bayer corporations. But it doesn't really matter. It's kind of like a shell game. Where is the nut? You know, basically Baxter is part of the union of firms that evolved out of the decartelization of IG Farben by the Rockefeller crony, banker and lawyer that...
well, let's talk IG Farben on the other side.
Yeah, right, exactly.
All right, let's talk about IG Farben on the other side. It's the InfoWarrior with Jason Burmis, PrisonPlan.tv, InfoWars.com.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com or call 866-598-7396. 866-598-7396.
Back. We're joined by Dr. Leonard Horowitz, and we were getting into IG Farben. We're going to take your calls for Leonard Horowitz on the other side of this break. It's 866-582-9933, 866-582-9933. But why don't you tell the listeners about IG Farben and their importance, their whole role in this. I know I've seen A World Without Cancer, G. Edward Griffin's presentation. They're not very nice guys, are they?
No, but G. Edward Griffin is.
Yes, he is. Yeah. Absolutely.
You know, IG Farben was broken up by John J. McCloy at the end of World War II. So when, and again, all of this is on, DVD that we produced, the books that I've done, it heavily plays into all of the contemporary bioterrorism agendas to understand the history whereby the petrochemical pharmaceutical cartel was broken up by John J. McCloy, who is an attorney as well as a bankster for the Rockefellers, and he was sent over to Europe in the decartelization of IG Farben. So as you had Martin Bormann, who was engaged in the money laundering and taking the money out, as well as Prescott Bush was engaged, and the Bush family was engaged in Harriman Brown banking and the money that was exiting from Hitler's Third Reich, as well as through the rat lines, through the Vatican and through a variety of other places. You had John J. McCloy actually breaking up IG Farben into BASF tapes, Hoaxed Corporation, and you had American Home Products as part of that mix. Bayer Corporation was the fundamental organization that was not so much broken up. It was just basically individualized. And out of Bayer, then you've got so much from HIV/AIDS, as we mentioned earlier, to the intoxication of humanity through a variety of other pharmaceuticals. So this is sadly what they were looking for. What they were looking for during the Nazi concentration camp experiments that were being conducted on not just Jews, but a lot of Christians were involved. A lot of people were persecuted. Blacks, everybody, gays were persecuted. Native Americans were persecuted. Everybody that didn't fit into this white Anglo-American genocidal agenda were persecuted as experimental subjects in those camps. And when they tested for genetics, the understanding now that we know is that the beginnings of the eugenics project for genetically determining predispositions for diseases among various ethnic groups, so and Jews, Italians, blacks. I mean, I'll tell you, they did analyses on everything from Christians, how you take Christians out versus how you take Italians out and blacks out. It's amazing when you start to do the research reviews. And then what you realize is that the experiments for how to take enslaved populations and enslave them to drugs as well as diseases, that's what they were doing in the concentration camps. And so subsequent to that research and development, they developed these companies, including Bayer, developed everything from vaccinations, and the earliest vaccines had to deal with smallpox, They were used in the 1800s already. There were experimentations going on. They were spreading anthrax during the wars where the cavalry were important. They spread the anthrax, killing off cavalry when the natives were giving them problems in the United States because of the efforts they had to honor the land, and that they were resisting the iron railroads and et cetera, and challenging the Anglo-American presence of traditionally native properties that were never the natives' own properties. It was always sacred to basically walk on Mother Earth. Now, how could you own something that was of God? You didn't have that mentality. So when the suddenly white men and the money from Europe, and today who owns the railroads? You're still looking at the British royalty and the banksters of Europe own all the railroads going through America. And so, you know, they started infringing on native populations, and when the natives wouldn't get out of the way, they gave them smallpox-laced blankets as gifts. And so,
all right, more with Lynn Horowitz on the other side. It's the InfoWarrior with Jason Burmes, PrisonPlan.tv, InfoWars.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
You worry. You see the signs and worry about the future. You worry about economic turmoil and food shortages. How to be prepared while preserving your sanity? Your answer may be at hand. Author Linda Runyon lived off the land, isolated from civilization. She knows that as long as the sun shines, there will be plenty of free food all over God's green earth. Perhaps the only sane insurance is knowledge of wild edible plants. The cost of learning is minimal. Wild food grows everywhere, and you will see it everywhere. It's every bit organic and more nutritious than our modern diets. Well respected in her field, Linda's approach to teaching this subject includes books, flashcards, and video, with an emphasis on health, safety, practicality, and joy. Learn how to identify it, where and when to find it, how to prepare, use, and store it. Go to Linda's website, ofthefield.com, and take advantage of special offers. Or if you're not online, call her 24-hour toll-free order line at 888-51-EAT-FREE. That number again, 888-51-EAT-FREE. A little knowledge makes starvation impossible.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
If your body isn't feeling too well these days, you're gonna start taking this hemp, I say. Go to HempUSA.org. You may not like what I'm about to say, but you know I'm gonna say it anyway. The government doesn't want the best for you. They keep you down, they keep you blue. They starve your body for all its nutrients. They won't let you grow industrial hemp. It really doesn't make any kind of sense when it's so healthy for the world and useful for you, my friends. I hope Mr. Bush will hear this song, for the heart of America wants this one. Go to HempUSA.org. If you're a truther, an anarchist, or renegade, you only want things that God has made. Go to HempUSA.org. We offer free shipping anywhere in the States. Go to HempUSA.org.
we are back. It's the Info Warrior. We're joined by Dr. Leonard Horowitz, and we're going to take your calls in a moment, but I've got a question for him. You know, you talked about one of the ways to prevent a lot of the diseases out there is to become alkaline. How does the average person go about doing that?
Oh, a couple different ways. Thanks for asking, Jason. First of all, I would recommend that people go online to healthyworldstore.com and get the book, Healing Celebrations, because there's really five steps. Alkalinization is very important, but it's only one of five steps that I've laid out in a five-step plan for literally creating miraculous healings. So step one is detoxification. Step two is alkalinization. And how you go about doing that, the simplest way is drink sufficient water with fresh squeezed lemon or lime. If you've squeezed your lemon or lime inside the water, even though it's an acid fruit, it contains a lot of calcium. Calcium in water turns to calcium hydroxide, which is a buffer. So it's like Alka-Seltzer, you know, or Tums. Except there's no aluminum. You know, it's basically fresh, natural, and it's one of the most best ways to alkalinize. The most powerful way of all, even more powerful than that, naturally, is to use cayenne pepper. And the old Stanley Burroughs Master Cleanser used to take before grade B or C maple syrup to sweeten it, it used to take the fresh squeezed cane juice. That's what Stanley Burroughs actually recommended. With cayenne pepper, the fresh squeezed cane actually will heal people of diabetes, and the cayenne will alkalize so powerfully that it will cause your body chemistry to virtually reject cancer growth and arthritic conditions and inflammatory conditions, even neurological impairments. Muscle spasms, by the way, need the minerals, which is an additional step. Step three deals with holistic approach, including the minerals that you need. So there's really everything that people can do naturally and fairly inexpensively to protect their health and recover from the worst diseases.
All right. All right. Let's jump to some callers. Let's go to Colleen in Pennsylvania. Colleen, you're on the air. Yes, Colleen.
Hi there, Dr. Len Horowitz. How are you?
Hi. Great, Colleen. I'm blessed to the max. How are you?
I am wonderful. Thank you guys for taking my call. It's such a pleasure to talk to you, Dr. Horowitz. You know what? Thank you. I've been following your work for many, many years. I just want to commend you on all the things you've done. And thank you, Jason, again for taking my call.
Mm-hmm.
I know Dr. Len Horowitz has talked about the frequencies of fear and love. And he's talked about specifically the frequency of 528. Can you speak to that for a moment?
Oh, I'd love to. Thank you for asking. It's a privilege and a humbling pleasure to talk about that. And I'll say some things that your audience may be shocked to hear, but I'll tell you the truth. The truth shall set us free and nothing more. The Creator is going to administer the truth, the revelation that we need to literally eliminate the incarceration, the enslavement. 528 is love. It's the center of the electromagnetic color spectrum. That's hertz frequencies, 528 cycles per second is the center of the electromagnetic color spectrum, the center of the sound spectrum. It's the center of the rainbow. At the center of the rainbow is the color greenish-yellow, and that means it's the center of your heart. So the center, as above, so below, the center of what's called the musical mathematical matrix of creation, which in the religious world is called the kingdom of heaven, the center of that kingdom of heaven, how the blessings are administered, how love and joy from the Creator is administered, is by the clear channel broadcast on channel 528. So 528 hertz frequency literally is the center of everything in the universe. Love is the universal healer. It's the center of what the Creator's intention was and is currently for blessing all of the children. So if we want a divine communion, if we want literally a maximal, optimal blessing of spirituality for maximum divinity within our Holy Spirit-filled temples, then listening to 528 music, playing 528 music, singing it, chanting it, and ultimately blessing people in every way with love is exactly what Jesus was talking about. It's exactly how he was able to commune most intensely with the living water, why he said, "I am the living water." So the concert for the Living Water that's coming up, I urge everyone to go online to love528.com if you want to learn about 528. And we now have, as I work currently with the world's leading mathematicians and physicists and people who are absolutely genius, brilliant, and I'm humbled and privileged not only to be blessed to receive some divine revelations from our glorious Creator, but working with the most astonishing people who likewise have been getting a lot of fantastic revelation for humanity's physical salvation and spiritual evolution. There's two websites that I would highly recommend you go to immediately to participate. Number one is liveh20.org. I mentioned that earlier. www.live20.org. It's for the concert for the Living Water. I'll explain what we're about to do with the revelation of 528 being love and the core creative frequency and the core miracle maker of the universe. That is, if the Creator has sound and music and administers everything by the word, which is sound frequency, at the center of that world of word, creation and creationism is love, is 528 hertz. And that's how we're going to basically take back this planet for the love of God, and literally. And so that's the concert for the Living Water that we've planned for this coming summer solstice. I'm going to ask everyone listening right now to please mark on your schedule right now. If you don't do anything more, pray for our success and join us in prayer. Heartfelt, loving intention to produce lasting peace on earth, world health, and universal prosperity. The prayer chant time is Sunday, June 21st at 3 p.m. Hawaii time, 5 o'clock Pacific time, and 8 o'clock at night on the East Coast. On Sunday, June 21st, there will be a global prayer, and we're sending a wave around the planet through the Living Water. In essence, what we're doing right now is our best to fulfill Revelation 14:1, which is the concert for the Living Water, concert for the 144,000, singing a new song with a key, a musical note, to the house of David, the Davidian star, the six-sided Solomon seal, which is Dr. Emoto's water structure, which is the essence, the numbers of the size of the sides of the star for the organic world. Carbon 6 is based on this understanding of sound affecting matter, and that now we understand how to recreate ourselves, eliminate diseases, uplift ourselves, our spirits, prepare our temples for the maximum spiritual blessing to the receive and then transmit love 528 hertz frequency. That's what we're doing right now.
All right, let's jump to our next caller. Let's go to Marcus in Texas. Marcus, you're on the line.
How you doing, Jason?
Good.
Jason, have you seen this assessment from the Intelligence and Analysis Office from the Department of Homeland Security?
Yeah, the nine-pager, the new one where everybody's a terrorist again, and this is an extremist movement, and if you're right-wing, you're a terrorist, and if you don't like the Federal Reserve, you're a terrorist, yeah.
If you tell the truth, you're a terrorist.
Yes.
If you love God, you're a terrorist.
Yes.
Yeah, you know, I think a lot of people really need to wake up and ask themselves, you know, could this apply to you? Because
it's obvious it applies to most. I mean, it really is demon, which is pretty incredible to me because it really goes out of its way to go after the quote-unquote conservative wing and the Republican wing and really the people that would, you know, vote for a George Bush or a John McCain unknowingly. And these are the people that I feel are like right in the crosshairs. I mean, with this Virginia Terrorism Threat Assessment Center one, that's 215 pages. But that's an internal Department of Homeland Security document that's much broader.
Yes, very broad in scope. And that's what, you know, when you look at it at that point, could it apply to me? Hell, I think I meet some criteria on that list as well as probably, I mean, hell, I don't know, percentage of Americans across the country, but a lot of us, that's for damn sure.
Well, I got to agree with you. It's a scary document. I thank you for the call. Well, again, you look at the Virginia Terrorism Threat Assessment one, and they say people that use YouTube, MySpace, Twitter, I just can't, I mean, who doesn't use that in these day and age? And then you look at the, you know, the second page says, you know, this is law enforcement sensitive. It's only for intelligence agencies, the Department of Defense and police officers, and it shouldn't go out to the media. Well, that means that this is going out all over the country. It's not just a Virginia Fusion Center. It's a New York Fusion Center. It's a Texas Fusion Center. And this is a, you know, federal program to go after people's free speech. They don't want us thinking for ourselves, do they?
Not at all.
No, they don't. They absolutely don't. You know, I have one prescription for all of this, though. It really comes down to this question 528. It's because 528 from the heart, you know, the heart is connected to the Creator's heart. And the covenant, the contract, is about faith. And you, if you ask yourself, where, if any place in my body would be faith, it certainly wouldn't be in the egoic mind alone. It's in your heart. You have heartfelt, loving conviction of a spiritual reality of a Creator who's blessing us. And that's how, yea, though we walk through this valley of insanity, lunacy, hypocrisy, and the shadow of death, where everybody's being called a terrorist, we shall fear no evil, because you can't get into the realm of a Holy Spirit-filled being, body. You can't have an impact when you're walking in righteousness, right standingness in the matrix of divinity, currently blessing humanity, calling for us to be literally communing maximally with divinity. So that's what I think is the solution. Solution. The universal solvent is water. Water is a living liquid crystal. It's a superconductor. And when you understand Dr. Emoto's work, you realize it is conscious. It is part of the triune God. It is, has every ability to respond to us. In fact, if you worry about energy and where your pollution is coming from, and or you worry about infectious diseases, realize, number one, that through water science, we can eliminate all dependence on any pollution-causing fuel with hydrogen fuel. We can burn water as we're doing now, and we're showing with Live H2O Concert, we're bringing the world's leading geniuses and experts to show you how we can literally get off of all the dependence by the petrochemical pharmaceutical industrialists. And then you want to change healthcare dramatically. Basically, you understand OxySilver.com. What makes OxySilver work? Why did the NASA scientists develop this for the astronauts? And why did the federal government of the United States not give this to human beings? Why is it that the drug companies now are demonizing those of us who promote and sell OxySilver? Because essentially, it is water with nanoparticle-sized silver, which is a superconductor, which you can impregnate not only with 528 hertz frequency, but oxygenation, and cause a tremendous oxygenation potential to enter the human body and basically blow out all the infectious diseases as well as other diseases. All of this is a scam. You've got to come out of Babylon. Come out of her, my people, lest you be infected, intoxicated, and enslaved by all of the garbage that she's throwing at you right now.
All right, let's jump to our next caller. Let's go to Adam in Michigan. Adam, you're on the line.
Hey, Jason, what's up?
How you doing, sir? Good.
Good. Hey, Dr. Horace. You know what?
Hey, Adam.
Yeah. Listen, you know what, Jason, I've never called into a radio show before. Like,
uh-huh.
This is probably going to sound off topic, but 7 months ago, I woke up to all this crap that's going on.
Mm-hmm.
I used to be a sports nut, you know, diehard Red Wings fan, University of Michigan football.
I've been there.
Whole ball of wax.
Mm-hmm.
Me too.
And
Celtics,
you know,
fan.
Yeah, Knicks fan. Still, and it's really tough. Keep going.
And now, it's just like, you know, I see all my friends, like, going nuts. Like, I mean, I went out last Saturday night, got hammered when we watched, like, MSU beat UConn and stuff, but, like,
mm-hmm.
Like, all my buddies were so pissed that MSU lost to, like, you know, North Carolina in the final.
Yeah, yeah.
And, you know, like, my wife and all her friends are all pissed off that the Bachelor dumped Melissa for Molly. And I'm just like, all right, seriously?
Yeah.
Right. In other words, don't get pissed off the fact that they've just injected your baby with mercury that far exceeds the Environmental Protection Agency's toxic dose limits, and you've created an autistic child for the rest of your life. And you've got hundreds and hundreds of thousands of families now Don't get pissed off at that, but get pissed off at a game.
Right. Yeah, it's crazy. And plus, on top of that, I mean, you look at it, and it's like they dedicate so much of their lives to a television show or a sports team. And, you know, they just gutted this. Yeah, they just gutted this economy. Most people are going to take the blame. I mean, Obama said in his fake State of the Union that the reason that the country is doing so badly was because of the high school dropouts, and they're not going to have that choice anymore. And that's the way they're... I'm not kidding you. He literally said that.
That's funny. I mean, hey, Jason, that's really funny because I just made my daughter drop out of high school.
You know, and it is nuts, but you know what, you got to keep going on them, and that's why I make films, because you know, movies, some people just refuse to read, they won't look at the information, but we come from an MTV generation, and if you can get somebody to sit down and watch an Obama deception or a Fabled Enemies or a Loose Change, you can at least open them up to the ideas, because you know, whether they like it or not, this stuff is not only coming, but it's here. I mean, they announced the world currency at the G20. I mean, Hannity, one of our biggest detractors, admitted that the global currency is real and that this is coming into play.
Yeah, but dude, that guy's a parade of propaganda.
Of course he is. But the point is that he's having to come around and at least admit on his show after all these years. And, you know, Dick Morris called us conspiracy nuts. At least he was nice enough to call us conspiracy people. I mean, it's hard to call us nuts when we call it and it happens. And then it's like, I mean, for instance, you know, New World Order is their terminology for it. That's my next film is going to be called Invisible Empire. And
hey, Jason,
look
how they persecuted the prophets.
Yes.
All the prophets and the saints, they were persecuted. They had a hard time. So
everybody has a hard time. You know, I'm not trying to put myself out there as a prophet or anything like that either. But, you know, I look at people like Gandhi and Martin Luther King Jr., and I know that peaceful resistance through information and spreading it that way is the only hope that we have. And I hope that, you know, your family and friends do wake up. It sucks that they have so much invested in it, but I got to tell you, like, if the Knicks were to get into the playoffs, I'd probably cheer. I'd probably be pretty happy for a hot second.
There's nothing wrong with that.
No, I agree. There isn't.
And trust me, I copied five Obama deceptions. Here's the music playing.
You know, that's right. Hold over and we'll talk to you on the other side. Final segment with Leonard Horowitz. On the other side, it's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmes, PrisonPlanet.tv, Infowars.com.
With an economy that continues to plummet, many of us will have to make the difficult decision to cut back on our expenses. One thing we cannot afford to cut back on, though, is our health. If you suffer from chronic illness, stress, a weak immune system, or just always feel tired, you need to visit Shentrition.com. The philosophy at Shentrition is to feed the body what it needs, plus heal the body with food. One scoop a day with water, milk, or juice will have you feeling better in no time, giving you more stamina and energy, helping to alleviate stress, boosting your natural healing power, strengthen your immune system, and it tastes great too. Shentrition is all natural, wheat-free, dairy-free, and 100% vegetarian. Discover the ancient secrets of healing, wellness, and longevity at Shentrition.com. That's Shentrition, Shentrition.com, or call 1-866-497-7436. That's 1-866-497-7436 today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
The new World Order Beast is genetically modifying your food. Genetically modifying. Mixing vegetables with animals. And now experimenting with viruses. Viruses. Without a long-term food solution, you will have just two options. Starve or surrender. Surrender. All canned food supplies will eventually run out. What then? Then. Grow your own healthy food and feed your family forever. SurvivalistSeeds.com is now the nation's largest bulk heirloom seed company. And it's owned by a real patriot, Big John Lipscomb. You can now have an infinite amount of healthy vegetables like a watermelon, a bundle of carrots, or tomatoes for a little more than a penny each. SurvivalistSeeds.com. And now you can go into business with Big John at SurvivalistSeeds.com by becoming an affiliate. See his link at SurvivalistSeeds.com. SurvivalistSeeds.com.
Segment with Dr. Leonard Horowitz, and we're going to go back to our caller, Adam. Adam, final points?
Yeah, I don't want to take up too much of your time. If you just let me finish, I'll hang up and listen. But like I said, like it's I took five of the Obama deception CDs with me last Saturday to the final four between State and UConn, and passed them out to a few of my friends. Like, oh, what's this? And I explained it to them, and they were actually really, really receptive. But the thing is like, see, I have two girls. I got a 4-year-old and a girl who's going to be 7.
Mm-hmm.
And, there's some nights I can't even sleep. I'm like, seriously? Like, they're going to have to live with this crap?
Here's the deal, though, man.
I talk to my wife and my family, and they're just like, well, there's really nothing you can do about it.
There is.
Just conspiracy
everything
theories.
You can
I'm
do
like,
about
no,
it.
No, you're wrong. I'm like,
well, the thing is,
you can do.
Yeah, there is something you can do. And the first thing that you have to do, and I thank you for the call, man, is not live in fear, you know? You got to take this stuff. A lot of this information is scary, but attack it proactively. You know, don't be like, man, I'm just so worried. And it's okay to stress out over your kids and, you know, how am I going to raise them? But at the same time, there are positive steps that you can take. Like, you know, don't make them get the quote unquote mandatory vaccinations. You know, stay up to date in their lives and make sure that they eat healthy. There's a ton of things that you can do without, you know, having to sound like a quote unquote conspiracy theorist, you know, and there's a million ways to stay positive. I know a lot of this stuff is dark, but I try to stay positive, you know, 24/7, 365. I don't know about you guys. How about you, Dr. Leonard?
Oh boy, I'll tell you where positivity is where it's at. You know, I actually, my history a little bit is going back, I used to broadcast on Genesis and Christian Community, Worldwide Christian Community radio back in 98 through 2000. And I left there so that I could literally focus on positivity, because every day that I was reading New York Times, Washington Post, and cluing into the news was another day that I got more depressed, or at least, you know, had to deal over and over again with the bad news and the concerns. And I thought to myself, well, you know what? If we're really going to create a new world that the creator wants instead of the corporate industrialists want, you know, we want to have all of the positives. We want to have all of the solutions. We don't want the problems. We want to focus on solutions. But if we're researchers and we're not researching what are the solutions, gee whiz, you know, then we've got, you know, we're negligent. And so I left that. For years now, I've been working pretty much for the last 9 years on what can we do. And there's a ton we can do. We're doing a ton. I ask you to please lend at minimum your prayers as well as your heart minds to this whole concept that all we need to do is marry humanity's heart to the universal solvent, the water, the liquid crystal living God, water. It's in your body. 80% of your body is made of the living God, literally. And so if you marry your heartfelt loving intention with positive vision into the universal solvent using the universal language, music. That's why Saturday the 20th is all about the most conscious celebrity musicians on planet Earth joining us. No matter where they are, they can join us as part of Live H2O, Concert for the Living Water. And then as we add our music, it played in 528. Hey, Jason, did you know that what we're listening to...
Dr. Leonard, thank you so much for joining us, my friend.
Okay.
Yep.
Be blessed, brother.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones. I've told you for a long time it's important to be self-sufficient. And today, that's more important than ever. We need to be independent, and food and water is the key. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. You'll never have to go to the Superdome and beg for FEMA to take care of your family in any emergency if you simply prepare. No one is going to take care of your family in the final equation but you. You know eFoodsDirect.com is still able to ship storable food that's safe from E. coli, salmonella, genetic alteration, or Chinese imports. And they do it at almost half the cost of last year's grocery prices. Call 1-800-409-5633 or on the web, go to eFoodsDirect.com. Visit eFoodsDirect.com and look over the fine list of high-quality, freeze-dried, and dehydrated foods they have to offer. Watch the free videos, look at their online catalog, or give them a call at 1-800-409-5633. Again, 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com. Take action today. The first step is getting storable food.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
I knew she was a virgin when I first met her. Rockin' stockings and poppin' out of the Catholic school sweater. Mom told me she could do better than a criminal. 17-year-old psychotic trying to be lyrical. I never meant to break her heart and fuck up her life, but I was careless instead of treating her right. I seen her again at some club stripping and wondered if I could have made her life different.
I'm ending this day. Yes, I did.
Damn, shorty. All right, folks, third and final hour. What a show. Half an hour with Bill Burr, just depressing the comedian, but he was really funny. And then an hour with the ever-energetic Leonard Horowitz. We got requests, and we brought him on. And remember, tomorrow evening, Rosalind Peterson for 90 minutes. And I'm not sure whether it's Naomi Wolf for 30 or an hour. I think it's for a full hour. If so, get ready to strap in and gear up, because I'm looking forward to that one. All right, let's continue to just take calls for the entire hour. It's my bread and butter here at the Info Warrior. Let's go to Turbo in the Western U.S. Turbo, you're on the line.
Yes, hello, sir.
Yes, sir.
Is the doctor still there?
I'm afraid not. We just dropped Mr. Horowitz.
Okay, I'm a longtime listener of Alex, and I heard you on Alex and your name mentioned, but this is the first time I ever heard your show.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll tell you what, sir, I'm going to ask your permission if I can put your show on cassette tapes and loan them out and
give
them out to people.
Because
I do that with Alex's show.
Yeah, we encourage it.
Man, you got to go. I'll tell you what, I'm totally like becoming a Jason fan.
Well, thank you, man. I appreciate that, brother.
I'm not kidding you, man. Everything you've spoken is like that guy, Bill, what's his name?
Bill Burr. He's a comedian that I was into, you know, years and years and years ago. He had anybody that gets an HBO special, I'll usually give a chance and watch. And he's been on Comedy Central and whatnot quite a bit. He's a funny, you know, Irish guy. I think he's out of Boston. And Bill Burr, B-U-R-R, and he basically, he talks on this one radio show about the Bilderberg Group and came across these videos and whatnot, and we had a couple other comedians on. We had Patrice O'Neill and Sheldon Anderson on a few weeks ago, and we'd been trying to get him on because, you know, this is heavy subject matter, and it's always nice to get a funny perspective on it, and he's a funny guy.
It's not, you know what, the subject matter is not heavy, man. It's like, it's like you people are prophets of the light. You are of the light. You are of the great spirit of love, peace, and joy. But that's not. That's just. I'm sorry to waste your time. I just want to. I basically just want to ask about, like, okay, you heard of this guy, he was a Nazi, Dr. Joseph Mengele? Is that
of course,
his name?
Mengele. Sure, Mengele.
Okay, now, sir, is he part of that Operation Paperclip?
Paperclip? Well, he is not officially, and I thank you for the call, part of Paperclip. However, a lot of Paperclip is still classified. Nazis that are public and part of Paperclip that we know of, and remember, a lot of that stuff is still classified, would have to be the NASA program, the Van Buren Space Museum. They openly, basically, recruited a bunch of Nazis, not only in their eugenics programs, but in their NASA program as well. So Mengele, as far as the official version goes, was not a part of Paperclip. Does that mean he wasn't a part of Paperclip? I don't know. Jim Mars makes some pretty provocative suggestions in his book, The Fourth Reich, which I'm currently reading and suggest other people pick up. We carry it over at the InfoWars shop. All right, let's jump to our next caller. The call line, by the way, is...
Jason.
Go ahead, Turbo. Go ahead. You still on? We still got him? No, we let him go. All right, the call line... who's this, Rick?
It's Rick. How you doing?
How you doing, Rick?
Hey, Jason, how's it going? I got a quick question for you. And the first time I've listened to your show, you and the doctor, and the last few individuals have been up there, has been very enlightening. I want to kind of bring things down to a focus to some of the unemployment situation that's going on now. As you know, the world knows we lost 632,000 jobs last month, and then we've got, uh-oh, here's some music.
Yep. All right, just hold over. We'll hold you over to the other side. But, yeah, I mean, even eBay and Amazon aren't doing that well on the market. That was a story we're going to cover in this news blitz, but we'll come back to you on the other side. It's the InfoWarrior with Jason Burmes, PrisonPlanet.tv, InfoWars.com.
Are you embarrassed by your legs? Are your legs sore and irritated? Millions of women suffer from leg pain due to varicose veins. When varicose veins prevent you from living and enjoying your everyday life, you need Venulux. Venulux is a dietary tool formulated to restore naturally beautiful legs from the inside out. As part of your healthy lifestyle, Venulux promotes antioxidant action throughout your body to calm varicose veins and support fit legs for life. Venulux has helped women all over the world relieve varicose vein pain and restore the confidence to bear their legs. Now it's your chance to benefit with Venulux free when you call 1-888-4-FIT-LEG today. That's 1-888-4-FIT-LEG. FitLeg, or visit us on the web at 4fitleg.com. And remember, when you call 1-888-4-FITLEG, ask how to get your Venulux free. That's 1-888-4-FITLEG, or visit us on the web at 4fitleg.com.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer. Unlike other companies that just broker canned foods, Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. Factory direct, wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
Keep taking your calls. Now, Rick, you were commenting on the crushing economy right now, over 600,000 job losses publicly in the month of February. I don't know if the numbers are out for March yet, but I'm sure they're crippling as well. And when you're looking at routers and they're telling you that eBay and Amazon aren't doing well in the stock market, that should tell you something. I mean, Jesus. Go ahead.
So, Mike, yeah, you're right. Actually, the March numbers, the numbers come out about the sixth of the month. For the prior month, the March numbers were about 632,000. I think one of the things that, you know, we have a tendency to do is to say laid off. The people who weren't laid off, they were fired. Okay, your laid off is just a very cosmetic way of saying it. But my question to you specifically is that, well, first of all, we want to keep in mind that for the last few months, we've been over 500,000. We're currently at 8.5% of the unemployment rate. So my question to you is that, you know, being an individual, you sound like someone who's kind of keeping his head out of the hole and kind of looking at things for what it really is. I mean, what is your prediction for the next few months? I mean, you know, on February, we were over 500,000. Now in March, we're at 632,000 that were fired for the month of March. We're going up. Mm-hmm. So if we continue that pattern, it seems like that we are, and you mentioned eBay and other companies, we're, you know, certainly heading for some major trouble. So, you know, kind of putting your thinking cap on and pulling back from, you know, kind of the commercialism that's on TV and things of that nature. Where do you think we're heading? What do you think this is sort of all about? Just kind
all right,
of
sure.
Love to hear your perspective. Thanks
sure. Well, first of all, I one of the little things that I reported on earlier today is that Geithner is going to be hosting the G7 and G20 meetings on April 24th. So that means in the next couple of weeks, they're going to ease us in with some propaganda about these two meetings and what they're going to be about. What they're going to be about is more banking control, more of this quantitative easing program, and really more of this emergence of a global currency. I think that they're going to continue to gut the economy in similar numbers over the next 2 to 3 months. Now, do I know? Look, I've got to warn people because I had Lindsey Williams on here and he predicted the gas price dump. He says the dollar is completely going to collapse in 30 to 60 days, literally wheelbarrow money situations. I don't know. I'm not making that prediction, okay? I'm not. I have to throw it out there. What I think is going to happen, and I could be wrong because that guy is a lot smarter than I am, is that they bring these things in, like I said, over the next 2 to 3 months. The economy still gets worse and worse and worse, but then the Give Act comes into play. In other words, all this volunteerism will come in just around the September months. You know, September 11th will be their big coming out party with their National Day of Service, and a lot of their programs will be introduced in September. And I think that is going to be the new economy, is that you work for the Department of Homeland Security, you work for this new National Community Service Corp, you know, part-time or full-time, and that's what they're going to plan on easing the population onto having their jobs are. And meanwhile, they'll still continue to take homes and take real jobs away with real pay and, you know, benefits and that sort of thing. I think that, you know, this country is done making things. You know, I really think they want to make us into a second world nation, a conduit for goods from Mexico into Canada and vice versa. I mean, that's what I see happening. But, you know, I could be wrong.
No, I totally agree with you, too. And I think one of the things when we start to talk about the government says, you know what, you know, just wants China to continue to, you know, keep us out of debt. That's a big signal. So, you know, we have to, I agree with you, you know, we have to take a look at the job situation. We have to take a look at China now and keep it, once we want them to invest into us. And we've got, you know, top leaders and top officials over there, the beginning of last month, just asking China, hey, continue to invest into us. We're headed for some big problems. And I think you hit it right on the head. You know, when you talk about, you know, all the different changes and things and what is going on, I just think that if people were to focus, you know, on something very simple, the sixth of every month, go to Google and Google the unemployment numbers. I think that will flat people into reality that something is going on. You're bringing a lot of incitement into the news, into the minds of individuals, but I just think that they need some type of slapping. When we talk about 500,000 people fired every month, and one of the things that I'll predict and I'll say is that we're probably going to see this continually until the end of the year. And I believe that what you're saying is true. We'll have some type of, you know, gift back that's coming in where, you know what, we can have a, Easter sale and we're buying bunny rabbits and the next, you know, Christmas time comes around. But I think that people really should start to focus in on some of the things that you're saying and, understand that, you know, these firings is, not too far away from them. I mean, we're up at 8.5% total unemployment across the country.
And that's the public number, by the way, Rick. You know, 8.5% is the public number. I mean, who knows what the real number is? I mean, right. let's be honest. And Rick, thank you for the call. I mean, for instance, right now, the public number in Detroit is 12.5%. They're saying they're going to shut down 23 schools in that district alone. There are places that are shutting down their police force in full because they say they can't afford it. You know, what is actually going to happen? All right, let's go to Chris in Florida. Chris, you're on the line. Yes, Chris.
Hello.
Yes, Chris, you on the line? Or did we skip Chris and are we on Rita?
You're on Rita.
All right, Rita, you're on the line.
Hi, Jason. Okay, well, what's going to do, the multi-jurisdictional task forces, I think, because they're talking about some kind of metropolitan police in Rockford, Illinois. I saw that in the paper.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, so forget the county boundaries and all.
Well, I've heard
stuff.
Deputizing people too. Like they're just going to go to the deputy system. They're going to get rid of the police force, but they'll still have deputies. But that's kind of like wild, wild west stuff. Look, I think that we should all have police forces in our communities. I just wish they weren't so corrupt and power hungry. And I don't think it's a good thing when we start losing police forces on a massive scale or schools on a massive scale, because that is going to give the excuse for the government to jump in with whatever program they want. Rita?
Going to do a new movie?
Am I going to do a movie? Yeah, I'm doing a new film called Invisible Empire, which is going to focus in on the New World Order and globalism in general.
Can I ask you, this is something that's very important. Alex touched on this the other day, mm-hmm. and then he just kept going. And like Dr. Horowitz and yourself, you know, geez, how come people don't want to know? And, you know, Alex Jones had mentioned something about learned helplessness. Well, I looked this up. I was like, you know what, that's basically what we got going on. These people are just helpless. And then these people, maybe if you could add this in there, how we were taught helplessness. There's a couple of videos on Google Video about learned helplessness, nothing long.
Mm-hmm.
But Seligman and Meyer experiment, right around the time the hippie stuff happened, 1968, this came out, this learned helplessness. And they teach it in the schools now. And, you know, this is something maybe you want to touch on, is because once people know that they've been taught to be helpless,
mm-hmm.
you know, and you see a couple of these videos and then the Google Video or something, you know, they're just whining babies. And unfortunately, they've learned this through their televisions. They've learned this through their, you know, the movies, everything else. We've been taught to be just helpless. But their names are Seligman and Meyer. And Alex Jones, like I said, he mentioned that, but I was like, wow, you should really make a big point of that, because what you're trying to do is wake people up. And you can't wake people up who have learned helplessness, you know.
Well, I agree. You know, people have to realize that they've been, you know, brainwashed by, you know, modern media, whether it be, you know, just movies or television and even radio. I mean, just the mass media has sold us, you know, all these different lies, and you've been indoctrinated in schools, even in your jobs, you know, in popular culture. And, you know, that, I don't know how much I'll be able to focus on Invisible Empire, but my next project after that is Mind Controlled. So that really does play into that film project. Who knows if I'll get that far. Hopefully I'll be able to do both movies. Sure.
Okay. And then there's a new site out, a new movie that just came out yesterday, and it's very comprehensive, and, oh, geez, it's just loaded with all sorts of occult stuff in D.C., and it's called DCStreetSorcery.com, and it's a new movie that just came out yesterday. You can download it. It's ready to be burnt, or you could buy it, you know, but it's
DCStreetSorcery.com. All right. Thank you very much, Rita. Okay. All right, let's jump to Steve in Texas. Steve, you're on the line.
Yeah, good evening, Jason.
Good evening.
Hey, I really appreciate you having Dr. Horowitz on. You remember I had asked you about that, you know, almost a month ago. And
mm-hmm.
really, because it's funny, when I called in and I was going to ask you when you were going to have him on right before you announced that. So we're on the same page. And I just wanted to bring up something in relation to the clergy response teams that Alex talked so much about. I don't know if you remember this, but a year ago, there was a personal friend of mine. I had called in and talked to Alex on his Sunday show, and then on Monday, this was just about a year ago, he interviewed a good friend of mine named Jeff, who's in one of the biggest Bible colleges here in Texas.
Mm-hmm.
And this is where he actually had DHS come and interrogate him for about 20 minutes after he gave a bunch of Boy Scouts a tour of the college campus for public relations, and in the process proceeded to tell them that they need to read the Bill of Rights and Constitution and familiarize themselves. And when they, you know, these guys came out, he said they reminded him of Men in Black, the way they were dressed, and told him they were from DHS, you know, Homeland Security, and proceeded to tell him, you know, showed a full transcript of everything he had said. So we kind of figured out that the Boy Scout leader was the one that was wired and recorded all this, because they had everything verbatim. But they told him he had committed an act of terrorism and espionage, and they had reported him to the FBI and Homeland Security, and if he didn't stop it, they'd have his head on a platter. Now, this same friend of mine also had told me that he has a personal pastor friend who was approached by FEMA to be one of those clergy response pastors. And, of course, the guy's a decent man, so he turned it down. So here's first-hand knowledge, it's not just Alex talking about it, even though he's got the documentation. And that leads to what I wanted to ask you about. You guys have talked about Hearst Publications and, you know, how Hearst Publishing with, you know, Popular Mechanics, et cetera, and Yellow Journalism. Well, I don't know if you know this, and Tex Mars covered this. I used to get his publication. But he's mentioned that, you know, he doesn't actually have documentation to back this up, but it's rumored that Billy Graham, who's the most well-known religious figure in America, is a 33rd degree Mason.
Mm-hmm.
And back in the 40s...
Well, we'll come back to it on the other side. We'll come back to Popular Mechanics and how that ties into Hearst Publications and Billy Graham on the other side of the Info Warrior with Jason Burmis. PrisonPlanet.tv, Infowars.com.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Hello, Ted Anderson. Listeners of the network are familiar with the Federal Reserve note and understand the risks of deficit spending. Therefore, with catastrophic events, it comes as no surprise that some banks have currently placed limits on the amount of cash depositors can remove from their accounts. A fractional reserve system means only a small portion of your deposit is held in reserve for immediate withdrawal. Deficit spending will skyrocket through FDIC if the government is forced to insure deposits during a bank run followed by a depressed economy. A current effort is underway by the Fed, along with other central banks, to increase liquidity for depositors. However, an increase in money supply without equal expansion in productivity can cause inflation. In order to achieve strength and stability, I recommend a conservative portion of all investments to be calmly repositioned into gold and silver. While paper investments currently have been driven by debt, gold on its own has held value for over 6,000 years. For more information, call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging.
Yeah,
fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
If you have over $10,000 in credit card debt, you need to hear this. Have you been watching the banks getting their bailout money and wondering where your relief is? The answer you're looking for is the Bailout Group. The Bailout Group has settled over $100 million in credit card debt for people just like you. The Bailout Group can help cut your debt by up to 60% of its original value, removing those high interest fees and rolling everything into one low monthly payment. And the best part? All GCN listeners qualify for a free 5-minute debt relief consultation. This is the system that credit card companies don't want you to know about. This is a fast, proven, and legal process for your credit card debt concerns. Call the Bailout Group now at 800-324-6554. That's 800-324-6554. Debt relief experts are standing by. You have nothing to lose except your credit card debt. Call 800-324-6554. 800-324-6554 today.
The Info Warrior with Jason Burmes. Continue, Stephen.
And, yeah, so anyway, back in the 40s, and I don't have the documentation in front of me. You can check with Tex and Alex about this. But back in the 1940s, the reason Billy Graham got to be so big and so well-known was because Hearst, William Randolph Hearst, actually instructed all of his newspapers two words, Puff Graham. In other words, I want you to really put a positive spin on this guy and make him look so good that people will accept what he has to say without question. And if you look today, he's basically what they refer to as the Protestant Pope. He's got a star on the Walk of Fame in Hollywood. You know, and I am a Bible-believing Christian, and Jesus said, if you love me, the world will hate you. And yet, you know, you hear where, and rightly so, a lot of these phonies are exposed, like Benny Hinn and Bob Tilton and others. But the thing is, you never hear any negative press about Billy Graham, you know, and he's been an advisor to presidents from Nixon on, you know, a spiritual advisor. And as Texas pointed out, you know, this is really dangerous, and I'm convinced that, you know, this guy's a high-level Mason. There's indications about that, but, you know, that he is one of the key elements. And this is what I was wanting to get to. If you guys could do more research about this and possibly in the future put a documentary out specifically on the spiritual aspect of the New World Order, because, I mean, with this clergy response team, you know, and what they're gearing things up for with the Christian heritage that this nation has. But, you know, I talk to Christians all the time, and it's frustrating. I was talking to a guy the other day and telling him about the G20 and about the coming out. It's a new world order, global supercurrency, greening in the. And he just said to me, "Wow, you know, I'm just glad I'm not going to be here when that happens, you know, because Jesus is going to rapture us out of here." These people are setting themselves up for a horrible fall and deception, and that really concerns me. So if you guys could kind of do some more research on that, because I know Alex has done stuff with the Bohemian Grove and the occult structures they have all over and configurations that the Masons have done, like here in Texas. But if you could just, you know, hit on that even
well, you know, I am going to be hitting on the point that, you know, the guys that are involved in these secret societies in my new film are, you know, portray themselves as Christian conservatives and are anything but. So I'm going to be giving a few examples of that. I don't know if I'm going to get Billy Graham in there, but it's definitely, you know, worth putting out there and worth noting. I thank you for the call, Stephen. Let's jump to Chris in Florida. Chris, you're on the line.
Yes, sir. Chris.
Yes, Jason. There you are. Mm-hmm. I'm really all for the states trying to exercise their home rule and exercising their 10th Amendment rights just to try to stop the consolidation of the financiers of this fraud. But there's a great website that has a lot of the community currencies that you can register. You set up your own community currency in your area, and they'll list it for you at communitycurrency.org. That's communitycurrency.org, and community currency is basically a barter system. The money is often interchangeable at a certain percentage, depending on your locality. And I just see as a national, it'd be nice to have a national money system because there's for the sake of.
Nice to have something outside of the fiat system that the bankers are giving us, which is totally corporate controlled and being consolidated into more corrupt power structure as we speak. I thank you for the call. Let's jump to Stan in Florida. Stan, you're on the line. Yes, sir.
Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Okay, yeah, I don't really know about the whole, the God thing and the Christian thing and all that stuff. I think that's all questionable. But anyway, the reason why I called is about gold. I was just wondering if you could answer some questions about that. Mm-hmm. I haven't really heard you talk too much about that. Alex mentions it, from time to time. But I'm just wondering, I heard a couple different things. I spoke to about two or three different brokers.
Mm-hmm.
And basically I got, the only reason why I called a second one was to sort of cross-reference what the first person said.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, it doesn't really check out. You got different brokers saying, different things, and it's all controversial and contradicting.
Mm-hmm.
So as far as like the private gold goes and the public gold, because you talk more about that, but also.
I would get the coins to be, first of all, I wouldn't buy, because you can buy the stocks in gold, and a lot of people try to sell you that. I wouldn't go that far. And especially with the economy the way it is, and I'll let you hang over for the other side. I would even say getting under 1 ounce coins would be smart because a 1 ounce coin sells for, a grand on eBay, whether it's, spot value is at $850 or it's at $920. You know what I'm saying? So the smaller value of coins for a barter system somewhere down the road. I'll come back to you on the other side. It's the InfoWarrior with Jason Burmes.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
What I'm about to read is not intended to scare you, but the LA Times just reported that unemployment will exceed record 1945 levels. Millions are about to find themselves out of work. Will you? Look, I say this not to scare you, but to empower and motivate you to make a choice. You can sit around waiting for the worst to happen, or you can go to incomeathome45.com right now and take control of your future. Incomeathome45.com is adding people in record numbers. They're looking for you. They're connected to a multi-billion-dollar company, and again, they're looking for you. Incomeathome45.com is the way real people just like you are earning life-changing money from home, even in their spare time. And I love this. They even provide you with a work-from-home personal coach to help you succeed. Quit worrying about losing your job when you can make serious money from home. And listen, Income at Home is giving away $1,000 to someone just for checking them out. Visit incomeathome45.com. That's incomeathome45.com.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
I was drinking more than I should, and I knew it. I just made excuses and wrote it off as stress from work or problems at home. I thought I was functional. But then I realized that just being functional wasn't any kind of life at all. That's when I heard about a free CD from the National Institute for Alcohol Recovery. Turns out it's different from anything else out there, including 12-step or hypnosis. It's based on the latest research, and it really turned things around for me.
This free alcohol recovery CD tells you about everything you need to succeed in the privacy of your own home. We guarantee it. We are so sure of your success with our alcohol recovery program that if you can find a better home recovery program anywhere, we'll pay for it. So you have absolutely nothing to lose. For a free CD, call 1-800-309-0958. That's 1-800-309-0958. 1-800-309-0958.
No one knows who gave the orders. No one asks about the crime. No one looks behind the curtain. And no one questions why. The only time we got is right about now. I cross my heart, I take the vow, I'll never turn, I'll never bend, I'm with you now, until the end.
All right, we are back, and we're on the line with Dan in Florida. Dan, finish up about the gold.
Yeah, what's up, man? Thanks for letting me continue. Basically, yeah, just to finish up here, I'm just wondering really if you could clear up a couple different things. I've had a couple different people, brokers, IRS people. There was like one online that actually answered one of my questions that have actually told me as far as like, quote, private gold goes. Hello?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm here.
Yeah, I'm sorry. It sounded like the phone just clicked off. Mm-hmm. But yeah, they basically, first of all, one person said that, you know, the IRS does not differentiate between private and public gold, and if you sell, whether it's like a U.S. Liberty or which would be considered private gold by some people, or a U.S. Eagle, which would be considered public by some people, it doesn't really matter. They don't differentiate between those two things, and they're still going to make you claim it on your taxes at the end of the year on a 1099. Now, I've had, you know, IRS people tell me it doesn't matter. They're still going to make you claim that. But other people, like brokers and stuff, say, no, that's not true. If you buy private gold, like a U.S. Liberty, the ones made before 1933, you don't have to claim those on your taxes. Mm-hmm. Now, first of all, if you can answer that question, but I also have a second question, and it's basically the same outline of the first question, uh-huh. but applied to how they're able to confiscate your gold.
Yeah, I know more about the confiscation than, say, what the IRS ruling is, because if brokers are telling you one thing and the IRS is telling you another, obviously the IRS wants the maximum profit possible, so they want you to report everything and anything, you know, and you know, I think that the brokers are probably telling you that if you claim it as a collectible, that they wouldn't be able to do such a thing. But again, I'm not sure. Now, as far as the confiscation, I believe that the federal government can still declare that they can come and grab your gold if it was minted after 1933 or 1935. I'm not sure what the date is. And as far as I know, that is legitimate. The last time they did it was with Roosevelt during the Great Depression, which is very scary. I don't think that they should have the right whatsoever to come into your house and take any of your property, especially precious metals and such. But apparently that law is still on the books.
Yeah, but here's the deal. I thought that was actually an executive order signed by Roosevelt way back in the day, and I was told that they could actually just go and change that any day. You know, like Obama could just come forward and say, well, hey, I'm going to sign a new executive order wiping out the last one that was made, what, 70 years ago, whatever that was.
Yeah.
And this is going to claim that we can basically take all your gold if we want to.
Yeah,
to
me, that's have criminal.
I don't care who says that. To me, that's criminal. If somebody's going to come inside your house and take your private property, which they actually wouldn't do, you know, I heard what they would do is just like announce it over the radio or something like that, saying, hey, you have 30 days to turn in all your gold or you're going to get fined or, you know, whatever. So, you know, one broker actually told me, you know, they could put you in jail or something like that. But I'm sorry. I don't care what anybody says. To me, that's kind of like criminal. I mean, when somebody actually comes and takes your stuff like that, you know.
No, it's extortion. It's totally, and it's more than extortion. It's armed robbery without the gun to your head. It's basically putting a gun to your head and saying, just give it over. Like you said, they'll be nice about it at first, but all of a sudden gold is contraband. I think that's an insane law, and anybody who would go along with it is also insane. I'm with you on that. And as far as the IRS, I can't help you. Thank you for the call, Dan. All right, let's jump to Steve in New York. The call in line is 866-582-9933. Shooting through your calls. Go ahead. You're on the line, Steve.
Yes, I watched the Obama Deception with KRS One.
Yes.
And I actually used his method. I called the franchise manager. Someone sent me a fraudulent bill from a hotel in Atlantic City. Same exact name, the guy lived out of state. And I called the CEO every day for 5 days. And he hooked us up with my wife and I for $4,000. That was my first point.
Uh-huh.
And second point was, my Bank of America interest rate went up from, I was filling the bills on time, went from 7.9 to 13.9 this week, and I watched, Katie Couric tonight.
Uh-huh.
And she said they got $70 billion for bailout money, and when I talked to the person on the phone, she said, the cost of lending went up. So mm-hmm. now I'm trying to find the CEO's number for, his name is Kenneth Lewis. I'm trying to find his number, and I asked the woman on the phone for the number,
mm-hmm.
and she's like, "I have no idea. We cannot contact Kenneth Lewis himself." I'm like, "You work for him?"
Mm-hmm.
And we have no idea, sir. No idea. I was on hold for 10 minutes while they're like scurrying around. You can hear him in the background.
Well, what you're telling me, by the way, is like top news all over the place. I caught it in the coffee room today. They're raising everybody's interest rates, whether you paid your bills on time or not.
And she said I was lucky. I'm like, she's like, you pay your bills every time, sir. You know, well, you're 7.9, and you know most of our customers go into 18-19%, but you know we're gonna stick you at 13.9. I know she's compartmentalized,
mm-hmm.
but you know she doesn't really know. But it's still
frustrating as hell, isn't it, to be on the line with somebody who's just trying to do their job and they're semi-brain dead and they don't understand why you're pissed that your payment just got doubled and you did nothing wrong. Nothing.
True.
You paid your bills on time. You were this model customer and they still want to jam their foot up your ass.
And she has no idea what's going on. That's the thing. I'm like, I'm not trying to drag it down, you know. I'm not
Sir, America's Next Top Model is on later on tonight. I'm sure she is very preoccupied with that. So, you know, let's just give her a pass. Yeah, American Idol is going on as we speak. That is what is important in America.
I'll kick you off, Simon, yes.
Thank you for the call, Steve. Right. Thanks, brother. All right, the call in line is 866-582-9933. Before we go back to your calls, I kind of want to go through Blackjack Part 5. What do you think, Jaron? We'll do it together, because I have not read Blackjack Part 5, but apparently it's just a new list of delicious laws, rules, and regulations for the slave populace that somehow survived the nuclear attack or the bio-quarantine attack. So we'll bring up Blackjack 5, and we'll go, you know, here we are, face-to-face, we're learning our silver spoons. All right, let's hit to the next one. Blackjack, Part 5. Boom. All right, we got the next one coming up, Jaron? Oh, it takes a little while to flip the script, as they say. Oh, boy. Well, if you missed the Blackjack, and there it is, there's the fake AMERO, the Union of North American Department of Homeland Security and Oversight. Again, stealing the fake AMERO's coinage, mixing fantasy with reality, you know, with the whole AMERO scene and the North American Union scene and kind of putting their own little spin on it. Remember, the government did this because they love you, and we were just declining, so we needed to have this false flag attack. All right, let's go to the next one, Jaron. Let's see. Attention, citizens. Our Union of Nations has been left scared, but what is it? Unbowed by the June 22nd attacks. Your government has melted out justice to the countries responsible for planning these evil crimes. So they're basically saying, hey, don't worry. We got the bad guys. Now we're going to protect you. Isn't that lovely? All right, next one, Jaron. This is a moment of grave danger. We cannot allow further destruction and mass loss of life. Under the terms and Emergency Contingencies Act of 2011, your government is instituting the following precautionary measures with immediate effect. So here it is. Here's the police state. Guess what you get to do over the next 16 slides. It's pure torture and hell brought to you by the new government. Go ahead. The same old government, same corrupt one. Let's see, we got grave danger. Yep, there's the North American Union card that is badly photoshopped. Everybody gets one. Yada, yada, yada. Biometrics, RFID, good times for none. Go ahead, Jaron, next one. What's the last thing? Something about jail terms? Yeah, you face jail terms if you don't have the card, right? Yeah, you got to carry it everywhere. Your papers, please. Oh, look what's next for everybody. It's the old Chipsy McStigger. Bill Burr would love this. Yes, this is the chip where all citizens are obligated, with immediate effect, to make contact with their approved health provider to arrange and receive a one-time vaccination against a range of biological and chemical agents. There is no charge for this implant. That's right. It's a vaccination with your delicious RFID microchip. Yay! Woo! Finally. Yeah! I get one. Awesome. I can't wait. All right, let's go to the next one. Let's go just to the next one, because it's obviously Johnny Nonsense. I want to at least see stuff. More carrier papers. Go to the next one, please. All of a sudden, no, we don't want to do this. No, we want our country back. And that says, hey, how about the police and the black uniforms with the batons to beat the tar out of your head? That's right, you're taking your chips and you're going to like it. All right, next one. Next one? Maybe? Kind of? Oh, almost there? Kind of? Jaron's dancing in the back. He's dancing. Jaron, a star on the TMZ, by the way, folks. If you type in J-Ron Canseco, you will actually find an elusive love fest between the two. Here we are, more cops in the street. The guy's like, don't tase me, dude. Don't baton me in the face. I don't want a baton across my muggage. And he gets it anyway. All right, next one, Jaron. Keep jumping. More riots in the street? Was that just continuous? More riots in the street? So this is basically just take your chip and riots in the street for those who don't take the chip, and you get shot in the face if you don't take the chip. Okay, there it is. There's we'll burn a school down, take the chip. And then there's, you know, these little centers where everybody gets the new jobs for the government. That's great. All right. You know what? I'm done with it. It's obvious. Take your chip. Go to your camp. The government's great. We should all listen to them. I mean, come on, folks. Let's get with it. What's this one? The biggest lie in the history of the world. Wow, what are the little subdivisions trying to say, guys? And all? Oh, they did this on purpose? Oh, so they plant, and then they got caught planting the nuke in Boston, and now people in the government who just took the chip are kind of pissed? Sorta? Oh, it's civil war after they figure out that it's the government that probably killed everybody? That's nice. So basically, you know what? The government pulls off a dirty little false flag attack, does all the nightmarish things we talk about, and the people rise up. But it doesn't look like they win. It looks like they get crushed by the military. Oh, to be, who knows? We've got a shot. Operation Blackjack on the Telegraph for no good reason. You thought propaganda had a name. You thought it had a face. Well, it doesn't. It has a bad Photoshop storyline. Here, now, forever. So, you know, the mystery continues. Why the hell did they put that piece of crap out there? Again, it mixes real things like false flag government attacks and control and North American Union and a world government situation and quarantining with phony peak oil, phony excuses like American decadence for the falling of man, phony excuses like the Obama administration can't take on terrorism, putting in weird shots from Roswell. Very interesting piece. And one that definitely merits more investigation. I want to talk about this article where eBay versus Amazon. Folks, if either of these is doing poorly, that is a huge indication that it's over in this country economically. Over. Not that there aren't a million indications that that is the case right now. All right, lack of confidence in eBay and sticker shock over Amazon's valuation has left investors struggling to decide whether it's time to jump in. Once the e-commerce leader eBay Incorporated is cheaply valued, but not inspiring confidence on Wall Street with its confusing three-unit business model, and while Amazon.com is stealing the spotlight, the online's retailer lofty prices yields little fruit in the short term. Yeah, well, give me a break. I think Amazon is overrated. It's just the biggest name. I rarely check Amazon for anything, because if I can't find it on eBay, I can't find it for a good price. Let's be honest. Longer-term analysts say Amazon, which has spectacular success reversing Wall Street's pessimism about its prospects and its innovating in technology and process, is the better bet versus a stop-and-go eBay that might be overestimating its growth prospects. See, I see it totally the opposite. eBay lets you get what you want, when you want, for what you want, for a price that's usually pretty reasonable. Amazon's not nearly as good. Investors will get a fresher glimpse of both companies when they report first quarter earnings next week. Amazon is great, but the valuation just scares us, said Solaris Asset Management's Tim Gursky, who does not own shares in the company because of the high price. I got to agree with him. I mean, anything that has a high price right now is kind of like iffy, especially with the dollar going to go ixnay on the ombre. And I would imagine the majority of Amazon's business, even though it does business worldwide, is in the United States of America, the home of the consumer. Let's be honest. That's where it's got to be. Let's see what we got here. Again, we really want to emphasize Geithner to host G7, G20 meetings April 24th, because this is where the globalism announcements happen. It's all about the economic crisis right now, while they're bringing in a global currency, while they're announcing it. The U.S. Treasury Department announced on Monday that a group of seven finance ministers will meet in Washington on April 24th and follow that gathering up with a group of 20 ministerial session. Treasury Secretary Timothy Geithner will host both meetings, which precede semi-annual gatherings of the IMF and World Bank. Oh, yeah. So the IMF and World Bank will be there. I wonder if there could be something going on. Let's see. The G7 compromises the United States, Britain, Canada, France, Germany, Italy, and Japan has been the long-standing forum within the larger economies, discuss their economic concerns, and try to coordinate policy. Yeah. Right, they're coordinating policy, all right, bringing in a global currency and gutting the economy of America and losing the dollar as the world currency. That's basically what we're having. That's what is also known as special drawing rights. That's the new infusion of IMF reserve units. No, here it is. This is the global currency right here, hidden in this paper. The deal includes a huge infusion of funds for the IMF to give its resources to lend in emerging markets countries under strain, as well as a new infusion of IMF reserve units known as special drawing rights. That is what they're calling the global supercurrency. It is special drawing rights. Unbelievable. I mean, they're announcing it. All right, let's go to one more caller before the break and then into the next one. Mark in Minnesota, you're on the line.
Hey, Jason.
How you doing?
I just like to know a little how I can learn some more about those comprehensive financial reports.
Comprehensive annual financial reports, or CAFRs. You can easily type in CAFR, and you can get some of the ones from the 90s that went public. Check out the PDFs, or you can watch Alex Jones's comprehensive annual financial reports exposed free online on Google Video, and he brings you really through the entire situation of the phony books, which are the quote-unquote budget, and the comprehensive annual financial reports, where you see how much the states actually make and the cities actually make and where that money goes. It usually goes to private businesses in corporate welfare. Literally, the cream of the money goes back into private industry. So check out Google Video or just do a search of CAFR. We'll be back after this. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmes.
How many times have you been in the dark looking for a flashlight, only to find the one that you have is broken, the batteries are dead, or it's just not bright enough? You need the Packlight. The Packlight is the longest-lasting flashlight on the market and simply snaps onto any 9-volt battery and uses two high-powered LED lights. It's small enough to carry in your pocket, car, garage, and home. The Packlight can survive severe impact, be frozen solid, and still work flawlessly. The Packlight is so durable, soldiers overseas rely on them and has been featured in the New York Times and Backpacker magazine. The Packlight comes with a 25-year warranty, and prices start at just $12.99. To learn more and see for yourself just how incredible this small flashlight can be, visit 9voltlight.com. That address again is 9voltlight.com. Or call us today at 877-715-4448. That's 877-715-4448.
In the New World Order's war against humanity,
Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
With our economy spiraling out of control, living in the soup kitchens may be right around the corner. No one saw the financial collapse of 1929. Many didn't make it, and millions ended up in soup lines, becoming vagrants, begging for food. Unlike 1929, we can see this collapse coming. We have been warned, and right now we have a very small window of opportunity to get food storage into our homes before it's too late.
Too late.
Why is the Canadian government telling their citizens to stock up?
Why?
And why are soldiers calling home telling their families to get food storage?
Supplies are running low.
Having food storage today may be just as important to your family's survival as boarding the Ark was in the days of Noah. Order right now and receive free shipping on all one-year supplies. Go to yourfoodstorage.com. That's yourfoodstorage.com. Or call 877-482-FOOD. That's 877-482-FOOD today.
Paranoia strikes deep. Into your life it will creep. It starts when you're always afraid.
Step out of the line, the man come home and take you away. All right, final caller. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmis. Remember, if you missed any of this, we give away the podcast over on the left-hand side of theinfowarrior.com. I will, of course, be posting my Bill Burr interview once the cats at either the Alex Jones channel or the Info Warrior channel on YouTube post it. And I just had a really good time tonight, you know. Lots of positive vibes, if you will, from Dr. Leonard Horowitz and even Bill Burr, who really sounded like he was about to tighten the noose later in the program. And, you know, kick out the chair. All right, let's go to Desert Larry in California. Desert Larry, final caller. What's up, buddy?
Well, sir, I just wanted to say that love, peace, and joy of the Great Spirit is all that matters on this planet Earth. And that, my younger brother called in earlier and asked about Joseph Mengele it's in Paperclip, but yet the Jewish people, they seem to run 90% of all the media and all of the Hollywood movies.
All right, thanks for the call. Everybody hates the Jews. Oh, my God. Are you kidding me, man? Are you kidding me? I mean, seriously, are you going to ruin a good show? All right, I got 5 minutes to take on the Nazis or the people that just don't like Jews for some reason. Look, man, it's not a Jewish conspiracy, okay? Get over it. I'm sorry. Hook-nosed people don't run the world in some kind of cave while they suck the blood out of babies in some weird ritual you believe in, all right? I'm sorry. It doesn't work like that, okay? It's people of all races, of all religious backgrounds, of all creeds, of all colors. They have to use them, even if they're not at the top of the pyramid, okay? So please, oh, the Jews run the media. They're like rats and cockroaches. Give me a break, dude. Please go hang yourself. There's somebody I wouldn't mind with a little population control. Look, if you hate the Jews, don't call into my show. If you hate the blacks, don't call into my show. If you hate the Mexicans, don't call into my show, okay? If you hate me, you're more than welcome to call into my show because I have bad teeth and really aren't of any ethnicity. On any given Sunday, the way they do the lights, I can look like I'm a Mexican or an Italian or God knows. Maybe I'll get a little Greek in there. Who knows? Who cares? Who cares? A Chinese? Yeah, you think I can go a little Asian? I doubt it. Although I'm going to have my Vietnamese friend up soon. That should be fun. She's great. But come on, give me a break. The Jews run the media! I mean,
Why don't you discredit the movement a little further, sir? Why don't you give them a reason to put people like myself in this crappy magazine called the Intelligence Report? Yeah, I love it. I love it when people, you know, call in to try to discredit a great show. You know, come on, the Jews. Come on. It's just so beyond ridiculous. So beyond ridiculous. And then you got these guys that find a Jew under every bed. I mean, it's Mazel Tov cocktail with Hiram, you know, Hiram Abramson. And I mean, it's just unbelievable. Unbelievable. It's like, well, Jason hung out with a Jew once in July. It's on camera. I'm like, yeah, no kidding. He's my buddy. He's Jewish. It's true. No, he really. This guy over here, he's a Jew. He really is. They do the whole thing, the Passover bit. They light the menorah around the Chanukah or whatever you call it. They spin the dreidel. So what? So what is what are people's obsessions with hating Jews? All right. What about the Jewish question, Jason? The question is, if you're asking that question, why are you still breathing? I mean, why haven't you really just taken a toaster oven and thrown it in the bathtub with yourself and had a party? Because that's what you need to do. Nothing I hate more than the anti-Semites and the Nazis. Not a thing. Can't stand it. Had to put me in a bad mood, guys. Remember, Bill Burr, Lynn Horowitz, they were great tonight. Tomorrow, Rosalind Peterson and Naomi Wolf. But I'm sure they're Jewish as well! Oh my God! We'll be back tomorrow. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmes, PrisonPlanet.tv, Infowars.com.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones. I've told you for a long time it's important to be self-sufficient. And today, that's more important than ever. We need to be independent, and food and water is the key. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. You'll never have to go to the Superdome and beg for FEMA to take care of your family in any emergency if you simply prepare. No one is going to take care of your family in the final equation but you. You know eFoodsDirect.com is still able to ship storable food that's safe from E. coli, salmonella, genetic alteration, or Chinese imports. And they do it at almost half the cost of last year's grocery prices. Call 1-800-409-5633 or on the web go to eFoodsDirect.com. Visit eFoodsDirect.com and look over the fine list of high-quality, freeze-dried, and dehydrated foods they have to offer. Watch the free videos, look at their online catalog, or give them a call at 1-800-409-5633. Again, 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com. Take action today. The first step is getting storable food.
This is the GCN Radio Network, home to hard-hitting talk radio.